any of his friends around this pool recently. My AC's out and my little brats have a tennis ball. Song is called Neighbor by Ugly Kid Joe.
Take two.
D-O-N-N-Y, Leonard Clark in Madison, Wisconsin. I'd like to send the song out to Mike O'Mara. Unfortunately, he was caught his pants down when Carla walked in. Song's called Feel So Good, Naughty by Nature.
Take three.
D-O-N-N-Y. Right now, 69 degrees in the mad town. Wanted to send the song off to Buzz Burbank. Speaking of spousal and drug abuse, here's James Brown with This Is a Man's World.
This is a man's world.
Take four.
Want to remind everybody to bid with confidence at the Rob Speedwax store on eBay. Speaking of Jews, here's Jewel with Save Your Soul.
People living their lives.
Take five.
It's I Can't Work with Michael Merrill Week, sponsored by the Arnger Foundation. Hey, Joe, if you're listening, I wish you knew how replaceable you were. Speaking of I Wish, it's I Wish by Stevie Wonder, our favorite little blind musician.
Looking back on
take six.
Midnight in Madison, Wisconsin, 68 degrees, and you are here with D-O-N-N-Y. I would like to dedicate this song to John Norman, a man who knows his job inside and out like he knows his women, even on a squeaky-ass chair. This is the Bee Gees with Love You Inside Out.
I'm sorry, you're not what we're looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, the Don and Mike Show.
Go on, make a fool out of yourself.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's it.
That's it.
So he normally plays like some stuff at the beginning, but we're getting right to it. Is that what we're doing today?
Well, no, we'll play the record and we'll play stuff over the record.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, hi, this is Mike. Don is under the weather today, and I don't understand how that could happen 2 days after a flu shot.
No.
But it just tells me that the flu shots are probably poisonous.
No, no, no.
And that he's going to get sick, and then I'm going to get sick, then you're going to get sick, then Buzz is going to get sick.
Just think how bad he would have felt without the shot.
Well, here's the deal. This is very interesting. I frankly didn't think I'd have to do this again till 08.
Yes.
I thought, really, with his motivation, I figure, but he is very, very under the weather. And what was the percentage you got today? 5%?
5%.
Oh, man. So with that said, this is the very, very beginning of the show. Like the first few minutes, I have no idea what you're supposed to do. So Rob's going to really do that. So, Rob, when I'm talking, just play whatever he is supposed to play. Well, we're supposed to say hello.
No, you just cue me when you're done with this portion.
When I'm done with this portion of, like, incessant rambling?
Precisely.
Should I give the phone number yet?
No.
I don't do that
now. No, just cue me.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don's not here. Mike is here. And we're going to have a lot of fun because I get to play today with all of the new toys that we have in the studio.
Yeah.
And that's just fun. Cue the music, Rob. It's cool. Oh, and you're playing my favorite song. Don't call me a retard, folks, because this is my favorite song, but it is.
Fancy dish you got here. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Shut up!
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Who he?
Well, we've got a big show planned today. Now, I've got to tell you something. I am looking right now at a computer screen, the likes of which I have never seen. Yes, Rob?
I haven't opened the door yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, open the door.
Give me one second.
Yeah, go
you
ahead.
Can
oh,
call
Jesus.
Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So what you're saying is I jumped the gun a little bit.
I don't know how you got in without opening the door.
Well, I do that occasionally. Yes, you can tell by the smell. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's me, Mike, Don, homesick today after those evil flu shots, which I predict we will all die from in the next week or two.
No,
I think
fine.
It's going to happen. Then what do we talk about, Rob, as far as like all the formatics? I want to make sure that the stuff that I don't pay any attention to, we get
right.
All the proper information out over the air, and you've got that kind of mind.
Yeah, you so thank them for listening.
Well, no, that's that. I can do that at any time.
And then you give the phone number again.
Okay, the phone number, I have it right in front of me.
Yes.
Actually, I committed it to memory, 877-365-3636.
What a memory.
All right, now I'm reading. I've got a wonderful setup here, better than we used to have at the old place. Now, at the old joint, they used to try to jerry-rig everything and turn it around so that I'd be looking at it and I'd have to reach here.
Right.
I have to paint a little mental picture of exactly how the show is going to work today. I'm going to be able to take your phone calls by sitting there, and I can still recline.
Of course. I've never
ever been able to do that.
Your feet are up, the screen's in front of you.
It's a magnificent touchscreen.
It is literally like having a laptop computer. I don't have to, you know, do anything but reach forward. But now, I hate to throw you a curveball. Have I given all the information we need to give out?
No, you haven't.
Okay, well, what do I have to say now?
You can say that you go to donandmikewebsite.com.
Oh, that's what he says, though. You know, I can't recreate that.
And also, it would be nice at this point if you could explain the podcast.
Oh, the podcast.
How does that work, Mike?
The podcasts are on iTunes. Right?
Yes.
You can go to iTunes and download the podcast. I'm looking over at John, right? You can go over to iTunes and download them.
Yes.
And it's a very simple process, which...
I'm going to let you know I'm done.
It's a, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
You're out? Oh.
That's how you know.
So it's a very simple process. Let me, you know, as a matter of fact, Rob, I really don't think we ever give enough detail exactly on how we are supposed to use iTunes.
So please do that.
You can go to iTunes and download wonderful episodes of the show.
Yeah.
It's not the complete show, right?
Every day they update.
It's segments, though. Wonderful.
The best segments.
Entertaining segments that are, you know, just marvelous. Go to iTunes and do that. So that would be it. That would be all the information that I give?
Yes, so let's begin.
Oh, so now it's time to really start.
Exactly.
So the show has officially started.
Yes.
When we don't need any music, we don't need anything except me, right?
Mr. Personality.
Because now that I know how to do. That I'm very good at doing it. And look.
Michael Mara.
Thank you, Rob. I really think that I should probably expend more of an effort learning all the intricacies of the way the board works and the way the equipment works, but
you
we
like
are
talking. Board?
Well, no, we are talking. Well, I'm going to get to that because Syria. No. This is not a whole show thing.
Okay,
but let me tell you, since we have moved to this studio, since we have gotten in here,
right.
I come in every day, and everybody around here. I know all you guys. You know, realize I come in. I don't get here as late as I used to. That's because of traffic. I give myself a little extra time. Go up to my desk upstairs. Have myself a little lunch, I roll into the studio, I'm ready to go. But what I really have held in my heart for a very long time is the burning desire, you don't have to play that, Rob, the burning desire to just, when I saw his stuff, when we moved to the new studio.
It's like the deck of the Starship.
He knows this, Don knows this, because I would come over occasionally, and really he wouldn't say as much because he's not mean to me that way. But it would be, the vibe would be, you know, please stay away from that sensitive equipment.
You don't know
what you're doing.
Right.
Now, I look at every moment of adversity as an opportunity. And, of course, when the general's not here.
You've always said that.
This is right up there what I like to do for my fellow man.
Silver lining.
I really, as Rob could tell you, and Rob called me at about 10 of 10 this morning, said, Don's under the weather. We're going to do the show today. As Rob will tell you, I couldn't have been more excited and happy about it.
He asked if he could come in then.
I said
you'll startle John.
That's fantastic. No, I said what I always said. Is there a possibility we could tape it and run it at 3:00? And he said, no, we can't do that. However, I do want to just for a moment, if we could, at the very, very beginning, because I know I'm not going to do that. And God forbid, if Don is under the weather and listening, he'll probably freak out when I'm doing this. But I would like to, at least just for a moment, I would like to come over to your side.
Okay.
And just, now, I'm not going to take any phone calls right now. Okay. I just want to come over, and I don't want to play. I just want to see what happens over there.
Let's see.
And if I make a few mistakes, I will come right back over here.
Uh-huh.
But let's see what happens. No, I just want to try. Can we do that for a second?
Come on
and
over.
You sit right here.
All right. You know, Don and Mike, historians, will remember.
What?
You used to run the cavalcade.
Did I really?
Many years ago at Wavo.
Do you not remember?
I don't. Now I do that he mentioned it. I did. I used to run the cavalcade. He relieved me of that, right?
Yeah, but you ran a tight.
Hasn't everybody been relieved of the cavalcade at one time or another, I think, of doing that duty?
I believe so.
Well, come over here for a second.
Okay. We're going to switch spots.
I just want to come over.
Everybody wants to fly the Starship Enterprise, and today Mike is going to push some buttons. It's fun. You should see this place. It's beautiful.
May I put your headphones on?
Yeah. I trust your ears. You clean your ears more than I do.
Every day.
I clean my ears. Ooh, those headphones sound weird.
No, these sound weird.
Yeah, we got to change those.
Okay, hold on.
Well, I mean, really, if I'm going to stay over here for any length of time.
No, we get used to a certain kind of headphones. Mike likes the ones that weigh 12 pounds. And he and Rob are now switching. So
wait till I get them on, because I'm going to tell you what it's like.
Their own personal headphones. It's like a 5-pound bag of sugar on your head to have these headphones.
Oh, wow. No. Really, wow. You know something? Man, you work with a guy for 20 years. This is the first time I've ever felt really naked jealousy. This is real. Now, let me ask you something. We've got all these machines over here.
Right.
With how many, like, hundreds of buttons.
Yes.
And each of the buttons plays a different type of sound. I mean, I'm trying to do this for the listeners. This isn't, I'm not that much of a moron, but
it's
I know that.
It's been explained in the past. It looks like Emerson, Lake & Palmer's keyboard setup.
Now, I see all the volume controls open here.
Right.
So I can press any of these and they're going to make the sound.
Exactly.
Right? Like that. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't get a chance to do
that.
I
never get to push that.
I really don't. Now these are all labeled, so these are like kind of permanent, right?
Right.
So we have these all the time. So if I wanted to, you know, if Buzz was saying something during the show,
right?
Like, say something, Buzz.
Today in politics.
Oh, see that was. Oh, I wait. See, I looked on top when I should have looked on the bottom.
Chris underneath.
Buzz, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Today in politics. Yeah, that works.
This is amazingly powerful. I've never had a chance to do this.
It's fun.
Allow me. So let me just look around here, and I'm just checking it all out right now. Like, if I wanted to simply say, we have a major announcement.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I might be acting like a child or something like that, but
it's a powerful feeling, isn't it?
Right. And now, if Ed wants to say,
and now,
there you are,
ladies and gentlemen, and now. Ladies and gentlemen, and now.
Now, what if I just wanted to stop that?
You can have stop. That's right.
You know, it's a little tutorial, but I've never done this. I really hope I don't get in trouble for this.
I really
don't want to get in trouble for this. I don't.
Unless you break something.
Now up here.
I am tall.
Okay.
That's all. Tall men?
Yeah, so that's all. And then you stop it right there.
Yeah, and
if these things are fantastic.
If you go to machine number two, you'll get all the Dr. Phil tapes.
What are you, a moron?
This is absolutely delightful. Now, can we take a call over there?
Would you like to?
Yeah, let's take a call, and then I'm going to try.
May I weigh in with something?
Yes, weigh in with something.
Your chair is great.
Now, I'm not going to do this for the whole show. I'm really not, because I know that would really screw things
fun.
Up. What do you think of that perspective? Would you hand me my water across the console?
Please don't spill.
No spilling.
No spilling.
Oh!
No, yeah.
Just kidding.
Please come in with paper towels, Jeff.
I'm just over here, and it's just it's an amazing feeling of power.
Isn't it?
It truly is.
Do you want to go to the phone?
Hey, who's at the door? Oh, I just stopped that. See? I stopped the door. Yes, let's take a phone call just for fun.
Hit the CTU.
And I've got a lot to talk about because I had me a day yesterday.
Really?
Followed by a night last night. And it involves politics and movies and just wonderful stuff. But I just want to, I really, when you called me today, it was probably a half an hour after that I was saying to myself, man, just once. I mean, you know what? It is complicated. I could come over here and say, hey, it's really not complicated. But when Don's over here, he's running the phones. He's running like CD machines that he has over to his left. And it's like you got to be an octopus. So it's very cool, isn't it, Dr.
Bill? You are incredibly immature.
I'm not. If you think I am, I think you're an ass.
You can suck this.
Hey, I don't like that. I don't like
you
that.
You are in denial.
I don't think I am.
Trading sex for
alcohol. Don't interrupt me. I don't like that.
You going to try to do that with me?
No, I'm not going
to. Because I'll get all over you.
Shut up.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny. Don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Let me tell you what it's like, Buzz. Yeah. You've never been over here either.
Not really.
This is like producing your own stage play.
You can.
You know, that theatrical part of me is just wonderful.
You have a cast?
That's funny.
Yes, that is funny. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, shut up.
Yes. Is button number 41 on one of the lower ones labeled CTU phones?
Yes, it is.
You'll want to hit that if we take a call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes.
You got to tell everybody that it's Thursday.
Oh, yes. I forgot. I am so sorry.
Now we have to start over.
We do.
We
have to start over. Hold on. Let me look over here and see how we would do that. Just give me a second, Rob. How would one do that? I'm going to take my jacket off.
Oh,
it's usually cold in here. Are you keeping it a little warmer than it normally is in here?
I put it where I normally do.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Perhaps I'm...
Could I also be getting the flu?
It's the excitement. I think it's the excitement of what you're doing right now.
I am charged up.
Yeah,
I am jacked
fever?
Up. But I'm not going to do it too long because I'll... No, I won't. It's not like I feel like that. Like I'd want to come over like once a week.
Don't want to make a career out of
that. No, because I don't do that. That's not my thing.
Right.
And you got a guy in here that does it all the time. Oh, excuse me.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
I just love it.
It's fun.
It's just this incredible thing. And excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy again. Now, can I take phones over here, too?
You could.
Okay, so if I...
But you don't know what you're getting because I have the screen over here.
You do. Well, let me see. Rob's already, like, making noise like I should be getting a...
No.
He's just letting you know that you're flying blind.
Now, which one? They're like 400 buttons on the left and there are 400 buttons on the right. Then there are these flashing check marks in the middle. Which one do I hit?
None of
which
them.
One? That one right there, one of these?
But first, you have to hit number 41.
Thank you, Buzz. Buzz, thank you very much. All right, let's take another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Art.
Pardon me?
This is Sal Manila.
I think
nickname. Sal Manila.
This is radio nickname.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Okay, shut
hit the button at the bottom that
says
kill.
Yeah. I killed it.
Kill it.
I did that pretty well.
That's perfect.
All right, let's try another one run right here. Oops, right, I'm sorry. Wait, the 41, that would be... Hey, hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm having some fun. I'm pressing some buttons I never get to press, man. What?
Hey, I just want to let you know I got one of those blue shots. On a Saturday.
Can you go? Can you go a little slower? Because I'm planning on hanging up on you, and I got to find the right buzzer to hang up on you. That regular, okay. Is that buzz? Is that buzz like B-U-Z-Z-R buzz, or is that buzz like? Ah, that's what it is. Sorry, sir. Found the right button.
Yeah.
There's the eject.
This is so much fun,
isn't it?
Oh my God. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. That was not the correct call. Let's take another one here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, yes. Who's calling?
George. You
shut up!
Just kidding, George. I just wanted to say that to you. Yes, George, what can we do for you?
The worst intro ever, you coolie face.
There you go. You get killed for that. I'm not here to do intros, sir. I am here to entertain you. Don't you understand, you heathen?
Partial credit for using the phrase coolie face.
This is a lot of fun. All right, I think I might be getting a little bit bored here, but let's see what that
is. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Does that like key everybody on the network to jump in and do something here like that?
God forbid you hit the button.
Kong.
We're not breaking.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
All right, hold on. Let's take another call. Wait, that one's on hold. There we go. We've got that. How the hell does he do this? Sorry, I hung up on that guy, and I'm talking to you. Time to take another call. That last call pretended didn't happen. Hello there. Yes, you're on the air, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Ooh. I just wanted to ask you, shall we raise shields, Captain?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know, my answer to that would be goodbye. Okay. All right, Rob, I've had enough fun.
Had enough.
That was done.
All right.
Don't forget
to bring
very, very fun. What's that? Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to bring your headphones.
Buzz?
Yes?
You know, I know you probably don't care as much as I do, but the first time we came into these new studios, this is an absolute blast.
When we've been off the air, I have pushed a button or two, and it looks like a lot of fun. Wouldn't it be great if family members had play and stop buttons on them?
Right. Certain family members.
Could make them speak when you wanted to and stop them when you wanted to.
Mostly stop.
Yes.
Mostly stop.
Very handy.
Mike is plugging in.
He's back with his headphones.
Oh, okay. Well, that's about it. I'm done. I think, really, that we can all go home right now.
You
It'll
must
be a lot
be exhausted.
Of fun. No, I had a great night last night, actually. I had a wonderful, wonderful evening, and it was all because of my choice of entertainment. I think you heard mentioned on the show yesterday that I was planning to go see Saw 3.
Yes.
Which is a movie that falls into a category of when you go to that movie, when you walk out, you feel embarrassed because it's such a dumbass movie to go
that
to.
Bad, huh?
It truly is. It really is. It's just, I mean, it's what it is. Anybody that's been to, and I am such an a-hole that I've been to all three of them. And I went to the third one last night. Here's a very, very brief review for you. Number one, awesome. Anybody
really?
That's seen it, awesome.
First
surprise
one.
Ending, pretty amazing.
Good.
Number two, crap. Number two, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people like
Saw
all
number
three.
Saw 2 was crap.
Saw 2 was garbage because all it was, you know, was immediate, like, guys getting killed with no suspense, no storyline, no nothing like that. No nothing like that.
No,
double
no.
negative. I was really pleased with Saw 3. Let me see if I can go through all of the ways that people are, like, killed. Okay, in the very beginning, now if you want to go see this movie and you haven't seen it, I'm going to give you a little warning right now.
Uh-huh.
Do not turn your radios down or turn it off because I'm going to go through, to the best of my recollection, which you know, Buzz, with the drinking is not as good as it used to be. So I'm going to go through.
Alert.
This movie was, it started out with, I guess I got a call about 6:15 during the show yesterday.
Right.
And Carla calls me and says, hey, are we married to going to that movie? And I know immediately she's really on board.
Mm-hmm.
She,
She really wants to go see it.
There are a couple of reasons I wanted to go see this movie, not the least of which, the movie is at 7:45. I don't want to go to a movie on a weeknight at 10 o'clock at night.
No.
And I can't make it to a movie unless I go to a movie like right near the studio now.
Right.
That's starting at 7 or 7:15.
Right.
What time did Saw come on last night? 7:45, baby.
Perfect. Perfect.
7:45. I'm very excited to go see it, even though it was, you know, not my first choice. And, I'm not that much of an idiot. There are a lot of movies there that I'd rather see than that one, but it was there, and I don't mind the genre.
Were all the afternoon disc jockeys there?
All the afternoon. It was incredible. I sat there with Surf. Surf and I, Surf was sitting next to me. Lou Katz was a couple of seats over, and I'm out. I'm out of local afternoon DJs.
I mostly listen to this show myself.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even listen to those guys because I happen to be working at the
there's
time.
Nothing else on.
But one thing about going to the movies when I do, and it was empty. It was, there were maybe six other people in the theater, and I went into this movie, and we do, you know, I'll ask your advice about this because we do something that might be considered somewhat illegal when you're talking about going to the cinema. And what I did was I every time I'm going to go, I'm still trying to do the diet. And Carla, God bless her, sneaks me in.
Helps you out.
A little Sammy. A little Sammy.
Good. You need that.
Now, here's the etiquette or the law of this. What is the rule? I was really, because every single time I go into a theater and I do this, and if I get in on time and they're running previews of coming attractions, it's great because they're loud, they're explosions, and you can rumple your papers and have no problem at all about eating your sandwich. Right. However, I've always wondered in the back of my mind, what is the bottom line? If you had the pimply-faced usher that came over to you, what would be the ramifications? If he saw me opening up a Subway sandwich in the theater, which I did, and I'm here to tell the public that I have done this, what can they do? Can they actually throw you out of the theater for doing it? I mean, if you really got technical, could they throw you out because you're bringing in
it's their
your
theater.
Own food?
Yeah, if they could do that. I mean, it's not a law, but it is their theater.
I would go to jail.
No, not only if you put up a fight.
You would not see Saw. I think they could probably warn you, and then if you became troublesome, they would eject you.
Oh, no, Rob, I shut it off again. Damn it, I shut the thing off. There, it's back on again.
I think,
look at this buzz. I can practically put it in my lap.
The rule is don't get caught.
All right, hold on. This guy says, I've got all the calls in front of me right now. I want to take this one. Where is 208? Where is that area code?
Oregon? I'll find out.
So I press this button to put him on the air right here. No, that says red. That's red. Now, why did it say red? Does that mean anything? Hey, Bruce, are you there?
No, this is Don. It was the panties. Warren Buzz.
Oh, okay, stop it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Idaho? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
Ah.
Oh. Hey. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Wanda?
Wanda?
Yeah.
Who's Wanda?
Wanda was a regular, a transvestite that used to call.
What's your name, sir?
Dave,
let me explain something to you. I have a great deal of difficulty remembering what I enjoyed for breakfast this morning. So if you expect me to remember this, you have to give me a little more information. What exactly did Wanda do on the show?
Well, if you guys don't know, then that's okay.
No, that's not fair.
I recall Wanda.
All right, I'm hanging up on you, so drop call. Now he's gone.
I love
the new toys, the new computer screen. A big sign for me that says drop. Used to take me 10 minutes to figure that out.
She was a large preoperative male transsexual.
Right.
And I remember.
Was that the lady that was in the man that was in the Navy?
And I remember you.
Same guy?
I think so. The phrase that she used that you liked was, I'll give you a Colombian necktie.
Now, when this says on this first call, on number one.
Yes.
It said two times on the air. Does that mean the guy's been on the air twice?
Yes, since we've been to the new building.
But he's been on. So two times is not that bad.
Not many.
Let's go to this guy. He's been on twice. Once, actually. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Adam.
Hey, I just wanted to mention that you guys are so lucky that you got your flu shots on a Tuesday.
Why?
I was in the Marine Corps. They used to make us get our flu shots on a Friday and destroy our weekend. We'd all get sick.
Now, what is the deal with that? I'm serious. We're going to have a serious discussion. Because when Don gets back, maybe we can ask him about it. But I don't know. I said to John Norman today that I distinctly remember that when we got the flu shots, I think it was maybe 4 years ago,
right?
It was 2 days after the flu shot, seriously, that I got sick as a dog. You hear about it, then I've also heard reports where it doesn't happen.
Right.
Where it absolutely, there's no way that it could make you get sick. What is the bottom line on it?
It's not unusual for a flu shot to make you feel tired and run down.
See, I didn't feel bad after I got the flu shot. My arm hurt a little bit and my butt was bleeding, but outside of that.
If it doesn't, you're in pretty good shape. But as I recall, last year, you either had a cold or a cold was coming on.
Right.
You shouldn't get a flu shot when you have or are getting a cold.
And that, Rob Spiewak, is exactly why I said we should get them when we get them. That's why I had you move it up to October.
But, Buzz, has your pre-meds, let me ask you this.
Right.
Isn't it true that the virus they put in you is dead?
It is a dead virus, so I wouldn't think...
And how healthy does that sound?
Mm.
You're getting injected with a dead virus.
It kicks up your immune system to that particular strain of the flu virus.
There's been debate as to whether the flu shots work, whether they don't work.
Right.
You know, whether you can... I think, really, I mean, we've been doing it, what, 15 years we've been getting these flu shots on the air?
10 at least.
And, you know, unless they're injecting us with water, where, you know, something that's not going to work, I think they overall... They work,
yep.
But, you know, Don might have been getting sick before that.
Maybe it's the people that give them to us, because, you know, I've been going through a novelty shop.
You know, to get the little nurses
exactly.
to come in. All I remember, I'd like to say out of that one nursey that had all those lovely cleavages showing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
Nurse
remember her
Rachel.
Well. So, I'm at the movie Saw, and let me see if by memory now. Turn your radios down or off if you are going to see Saw.
Here it is.
I will try from memory the various kinds
and
of
And I'm not ruining anything, because I'm not going to get... It does have a little bit of an intricate plot, believe it or not.
Huh.
It does have a storyline, and it has a recurring storyline. And I'm going to try to think exactly... How I saw people die. All right, are you ready? Radio's down if you want to go see Saw. Number one. All right, here's it. The first guy, he doesn't die, but he doesn't chop his foot. He doesn't saw it off, but he takes like a piece of steel, a piece of iron, and he crushes his ankle to break his foot so he can slide it out of the thing.
Wow.
Because he's trapped.
That's one.
All right. Okay. Now, these might not be in order. I'm working off memory
doesn't
here.
Doesn't matter.
And, you know, in a movie like that, really, even as intense as it is, you tend to drift off a little bit. Second guy, this is the real bad thing. This is the first, first guy you see that really gets it, okay?
Right.
He, the game they play, he's got all these chains attached to him, attached to his shoulders,
right.
Attached to his side.
Chains
and they're stuck through his skin,
right.
Attached to his jaw.
Gee.
I think he might have one that was attached down there also.
Like piercings, like he's a fetish for him.
And he's it's almost like if you've ever seen the movie Hellraiser, it's that kind of thing, and he's like standing up there with his arms akimbo, and he's got the chains, and the game is he's got a bomb in there, and he's got to rip himself free of these metal hooks that are into his body.
It's almost like a Christ thing. With
it's pretty nasty,
yeah.
And apparently he does not make it.
Didn't make it in time.
And the whole thing he does, and I'm not giving anything away here. If you've never seen Saw, it's like,
hello, Karen. Can we play a game?
And he's playing games with all these people. All right, now it's getting complicated, a little bit more complicated, because they do a lot of flashbacks. But I'm going to work to the end here. There's one lady that dies because she's got a collar with shotgun shells around her head.
Wow.
Three.
That are attached. Now, I'll give away the plot, but I'm just going to tell you that's how they die. Because if I tell you what it's attached to, that will give away plot summaries. Then another lady gets shot. Then another person gets shot. And I'm trying to think. There's one or two more, but I can't forget them. I can't remember them. I can't forget
not
them.
Not if you try.
It's not, and I was enjoying my sandwich the whole time. And it was a roast beef with extra mayo, so it was very, very delicious.
Perfect for Saw.
But it was a fitting end of my day, Buzz, because, as you know, I don't talk politics on the show. As a matter of fact, when people ask me about this show, whether we do a political show, I went to a fundraiser, and everybody knows my politics. I'm not saying vote for one candidate or the other. I know you can't do that, but when they ask me, I say, do you talk about politics on your show? I said, well, not really,
Right.
In general, you do. You bring up the stuff. I say we talk about sex and farts.
Right.
And that's when anybody goes, how nice. And then they slowly ease away from me and they walk away.
Right.
But I think this time around, what I'm into? What I'm into now is the fact that it's competition. It's just like a baseball game to me. It really is. It's coming down to the wire. And I'm realizing that's what's doing it for me.
Yep.
It's not really... the good of mankind. I could lie about that, but no, it's the fight. It's the good fight that I'm getting into.
It's like a playoff game. I don't follow the sports. I don't follow the Super Bowl.
Do you ever remember one like this?
But I get very excited as a spectator about the politics.
Do you ever remember one really like a midterm election that was
never
this contested?
No. Normally puts people to sleep.
This is a huge deal, and it's just a lot of fun. And I'm having more fun with it than I've had in the past. And I've always been, as Don mentioned the other day, I am a political junkie.
Right.
I love politics. And I think what I really love, and because it gets down to crunch time, I love the sport of it. I really love it. To me, politics is just like, watching a ball game. It's
the
same kind of thing.
You're the only one on the show who every election day, for presidential election,
right,
watches TV into the week.
I did 14 hours. Not the last one. But I think the one before that, the Gore Bush election, I went 14 hours.
Now, they've already started to plug the coverage on NBC.
Right.
Is this rare that they do this kind of coverage?
No, they do it. They do it all the time. I mean, this is pretty normal. This has just got a bigger thing. So what I was saying was I was going to be a partisan this time around. You know, everybody knows I was telling about going to that fundraiser that I went to, which was a lot of fun. But I decided that with this time around, I was going to go all the way with it, and I am officially a partisan because I have acquired, lawn signs. Yes, lawn signs, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up!
Yes, thank you. Yes, shut up, Mike.
Shut up!
Thank you.
This fundraiser you had, how much money did the Libertarians raise?
It was great. It was the American Nazi Party,
Buzz.
That's what I was there with. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the applause. No, it's fun. You know, I don't particularly like going to those things because they're not my kind of folks, really. The people that are around that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be like in the armchair and doing it. And I don't mind showing the colors a little bit. So yesterday was the day that I decided I'd call to the headquarters. And it's been my experience. I had enough experience around some of these campaigns where these campaigns, all due respect, both sides of the aisle, stocked entirely of asshats.
Oh, yeah.
That is my firm belief. The people that answer the phones that are in charge. I'm not talking about the main guys. I'm talking about the people that are sitting there answering the phones that are the low level. I don't know where they get them from.
I do.
Where do they get them from?
They're all high school people trying to get
this
their government.
Rob, I beg to differ. This was an old lady talked to. But, I mean, usually you get a phone call, and this is the way it would go. Hello?
Yes,
I'm looking for a yard sign. And this is I had made three calls.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, four calls total because I actually had tried to figure out where this fundraiser was going to be and whether I needed tickets.
Right.
That was the last thing I did. That took four calls where it was like, hi, I just want to know, are you going to be sending out tickets?
Can you hold just a minute, please?
And then you wait 30 seconds. Person goes,
yes, I'm sorry, but the person that's running that just had their computer go down, and I think they're going to get back to you as soon as possible.
Anyway, you just go back and forth with all this crap. And finally, after four calls, I figured out I didn't need tickets at all. I just showed up, and I was going to be put on a list. So it's a little frustrating. Get the same thing. Now I want a yard sign.
Try to get a sign. You're trying to participate in the process.
Now, I had emailed one of these muckety-mucks at the campaign to say, in my area, you know, I live in a very Republican area, and there are yard signs. Everybody's got them. Anybody that lives out where I live, you get off the highways, you see 300 of these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, my guy, you don't see a lot of them.
Not so much.
You really don't see a lot of them. And in a way, I think that's maybe kind of cool. In a way, it pisses me off because I'd like to show the colors. Yesterday, I decided I'm going to make the phone call first thing in the morning, and I'm going to actually get myself a yard sign. So what do? I call the headquarters. I get the same effing lady that's there. And it's this. This is exactly how it goes. Now, I don't doubt that the campaign is probably staffed by some very competent people, but at this very low level, the person that's answering the phone's
hello, blank for Senate.
I'll say it's Webb for Senate.
Webb for Senate.
Yes, hi. Listen, I'm in Manassas, and you might know me. I'm somewhat of a famous radio. No, I didn't say that. And I said, where I live, there are many, many Republicans and not a lot of Democrats, and I can't find anywhere locally, even though there's a very local Republican presence, I can't find anywhere to get a little yard sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the response. It's like, here. Like she's frowning. Like she's struggling with this dilemma. I'm saying I'm asking for a yard sign.
You made her day harder.
Hold on. Can you hold on just a minute? And she does. It's one of those deals on hold where she puts the phone down. She doesn't put it on hold. So you hear this.
Ka-dunk.
Becky, you don't want the yard sign.
I swear to God, this is what she comes back and says. Did you want a yard sign?
No.
How difficult is the concept here?
Just a moment.
It's yard sign. They'll have all of them. When? Oh, all right, hold on.
I'm sorry, but it's so close. We're out of yard signs. And I'm like, and that's when I do the because I'm just pissed off at this point. So she steers me to another phone number.
Yeah.
And this time, finally, I get competent people. And for the first time in my political life, I actually have put a yard sign in my yard.
Here's what
I'm very proud of that fact.
Here's what I worry about, regardless of what your party is, what your affiliation is.
Yeah.
The same people who are running these campaigns are soon, if they are successful, going to be running government.
Yeah, I do. And you know, really, and this is a note, really, and look, I'm not telling you to vote for him. I'm telling you who I'm voting for. You know, and that's my thing. That's what I do.
Right.
But really, I always feel the same way after I deal with any of them. And I've been involved in a Republican, Democrat, both sides of the aisle. And it always seems to me the political wonks, isn't that what they're called?
That's
political
wonks.
They're just scattered, man. They're scattered. They're all like,
Jack,
you know when you get somebody, let me tell you something, Jack, I'm going to go to the Johnson office, man. Let me tell you.
Man, you want me to get, Jack.
It's scattered. It's the same way that I look at people. When you go to any business and you see somebody running their ass off, running around, appearing to be extraordinarily busy, that, in my opinion, is when something's not getting done.
Right.
Yeah. But finally, they track me down to this place. I got to go all the way down to the other part of the county to get this. And look, you know, really, when you're seeing the other guy, the guy that we're running against there, you see all these signs. You see offices with massive signs. You see billboards. You see bumper stickers. You see everything. And I'm really feeling inadequate as a, you know, because I know the polls say it's going to be a close race and all.
Right.
But I mean, if it was a race for who's got as much signage out there, we'd be getting our ass kicked. There'd be no question about it. So I finally used my navigation, and it's that wonderful thing when the navigation gives you the confusing direction at the very end.
Oh, the slight right?
Yeah, it gives you, no, this is what I get at the end.
Make a U-turn in 200 feet, and then you have arrived at your destination.
Okay, if I make a U-turn in 200 feet, my destination is a stop sign in the middle of a bush.
Right.
That's where I am.
You found it.
So I look over to the right, and I see a hardware store.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what is this, campaign headquarters? This is for the whole county.
Right.
Is it in some sort of campaign location in the back of the hardware store? And then I look, and at the very top, I see it's one of those two-tiered shopping centers where they have offices. And you see at the, you know, this tiny little sign that almost as though they're hiding.
Like they're trying
almost
to hide.
As though they're trying to hide. You see a little sign that says,
Presley, Democratic Party.
You know, it's like, okay.
Yes, it's up here. We don't really want people to know where we are, but we're up here.
You know, so where are the signs? Come on. Where's the big arrows saying, you know, Democrats go here?
Yes. Right.
But I mean, for a long time, at least in the area that I live in, you know, we've been kind of the minority. And really, there's been an atmosphere that you kind of, you keep it on the down low. Now, I come by this honest. I'm from New England. That's where, you know, a lot of Democrats come from.
Yes.
I'm not making any secret about it, but I'm also not telling anybody what I want them to do because I don't, you know, that's not my deal.
But
I don't care about
that. You got your signs?
I got my signs. I walk up, and all of a sudden, Rob, the organization kicks in, and it just rocks. They're sitting there. I walk in the door, and there, at the door, leaning over on the wall with my name on them, are three of the prettiest little yard signs you'd ever want to see in your life.
Now,
they were just beautiful.
Are they in your yard yet?
Well, we went to Saw first.
First things
first. I put my bumper sticker on, too, and that's when I felt self-conscious. Because two people are following me out of the theater, and I think they had gone to see a slightly more intellectually stimulating film.
No.
And they follow me out, and that is when I said, hey, they know I'm coming out of Saw, the Tard movie.
So you
and
are.
It's right after I light up a cigarette, too. So I'm sitting there in the car with the web sticker on the back of my car after seeing the Retard movie, and I'm lighting a cigarette, and I'm like, hey.
It's stupid because it has absolutely nothing to do with the outcome of the election, but somehow you feel as though you now are representing a candidate.
And I look at these two people as they're getting into their Toyota effing Avalon, and they look over at me, and they kind of look at me like, oh, so you're one of those supporters.
Oh,
and what I did was I took a drag on the cigarette and gave him a little
salute. There you go.
It was on my very way.
So you put the bumper sticker on in the parking lot?
No. The bumper sticker, I got all this stuff before I came in to do the show.
Okay.
Gave Buzz a couple of things when I came in yesterday. Got some of the, they didn't have any buttons, Rob. They didn't have any effing buttons either. And I think every campaign, let me tell you, and this is for, once again, this is for all campaigns down the road.
Right.
You want the metal buttons.
Yeah.
You know, a child could make them. They have kits at Toys R Us where kids can make their own buttons.
True enough.
But they didn't have them. You know what they had? They had the roll of those stickers,
like
those crappy-ass stickers that, you know, what are they, Rob, I don't know. Well, it is money. It's all about money. So
that's what it's about.
You know, I very gingerly ripped me off some stickers.
Would you like one button or 100 stickers?
Yeah, and, you know, I like buttons.
Yeah.
I'm a button guy.
I'd rather have one button.
I like the swag, as the pirates would call it. You know, it's very exciting.
Wait, you made a good point about them all being asshats, and I don't think it would be nearly as entertaining to watch if they weren't.
Well, you know, and they're all the same, really. I mean, I've seen these things go on for years and years and years, but I got them all before the show, came to the show, became self-conscious about my driving, because you have the bumper sticker. I'm sure I'm not the only person.
No.
When you wear a you know, when you're flying the colors on any cause, mm-hmm. when you're showing a candidate on your bumper sticker, you suddenly believe that you are not allowed mm-hmm. to, you know, people violate this all the time.
Of course.
But I believe that that's when, at least for that short time, that short period of time, you can't drive like an ass.
No, yeah. It's like throwing litter out of your Prius.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't see it's somebody doing that.
Bad image.
You're giving off the image of, you know, hey, I support this guy, so
right.
I won't cut you off. Except I cut the other people off. I see a competing bumper sticker, then it's bumper cars out there.
Now, the winner.
Let me gauge this. Yeah. Now, I will tell you, this story is not over yet because it ends with me putting the signs in the yard late at night, which was an adventure unto itself. But go ahead.
Will the sticker stay on your car after the election, regardless of outcome?
No, I'm not about that. I don't like that. As a matter of fact, I'm not about keeping them up there and saying, you know, hey, I'm the big winner. You know, that's right. Like somebody that buys a car and keeps the window sticker in their car so they advertise they've got a new car. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
And then, of course, if the candidate loses, I will angrily tear it from my car.
You'll rip the whole bumper off.
You know, probably the night of the election.
Rob, didn't you say it was one specific brand of vodka?
I think it's only Stoli.
Stoli.
I think Stoli
that removes sticker glue from your car.
Well, what I did was I had a little trick. I got this little middle light in the car. You know that middle brake light? Buzz gave me a name for it yesterday.
The CHIMSL stands for Center High Mounted Stoplight.
How in the name of God do you know what the CHIMSL... Where did you get that?
Where did you get that information? The craziest stuff.
The CHIMSL?
Well, yeah.
It's called the CHIMSL. The CHIMSL for you uneducated folks out there. It's the middle light that... It's the middle brake light. Thank you, Rob. You can clarify things so much for
me. High mounted.
And I was able to wedge the bumper sticker in the CHIMSL on the inside
right.
of the window.
Didn't even have to apply it.
Right. No fuss, no muss. Perfect. Looks like it's been there. Looks like it was designed
good.
To be there. Hold on, before
it's
I tell you how this
sticker.
This ends, interestingly, let's press. This is the button I press here?
The button that says line one or
okay.
line eight.
Push it and see. Hello, caller. You're on the air. I love this new thing. I don't have to move. I just wiggle my finger. Yes, what can I do for you, caller?
Yeah, you were talking about being self-conscious about, you know, driving and
absolutely.
Put your bumper sticker on. I think I'm really self-conscious when I go to, like, an NBC late night. That's when it really kicks in. Oh. Like, you know, I don't mind the driving so much anymore, but...
Well, as a matter of fact, I have my bumper stickers, the extra ones that I was going to give to my friends, you know, all mixed in the back of my car,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the hatchback, and you could actually see all the porn that I had back there. Too. So
still keeping that there?
NBC late night. That's the second day in a row that's been mentioned. I mentioned that place the other day.
True.
And I have never been.
Recent developments, I think, have proven that people from both parties can patronize an adult video store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think it's a red state. Red
matter.
Porn, blue porn. That's
right.
The way that works. Now, what is it, Rob, when it says line one, line three, and then on line two, busy two. What is busy two?
It means Joe's screening it right now.
Oh, cool. I'm learning this as I'm going
along.
It's
on hold now.
Now it's on hold. All right, let's see who we talk to. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, this is Dr. Joe. Wanted to tell you a little bit about
nickname.
That. Now, hold on. Wait, wait a minute, Rob. Hold on before we dismiss this guy.
Nickname.
Does it count as a nickname? Are you? We will not count as a nickname if he is a legitimate medical doctor.
Right.
Are you a legitimate?
I'm a PhD.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Goodbye. We will not accept medical advice from people that call themselves phony doctors.
PhD.
So I get home.
Tell him, Dr. Mike.
After saw, and I'm feeling really great. This is a little hint. This is a very tough time for most people. Everybody's back at work, you know, nose to the grindstone, working really, really hard. You want to really relax after a long day at the ranch. What you want to do is you just want to go out and watch about 70 murders on screen.
Sure. Uh-huh.
It absolutely makes you feel terrific. Carla didn't feel that way.
No. Or in person.
No, Carla, I mean, at one point, and God love her, she goes to see these movies with me, even though she's not
right.
real thrilled with them. I knew that halfway through the movie when I heard one of these. Yeah. I knew it was, one of those
movies.
Does
she even get involved enough to enjoy the scary?
She enjoys the scary, but I guess,
the scary?
I'm not a big one for sequels of horror movies. I like horror movies that I've never seen before.
Sequels in general, usually.
But this one, you know, hey, if you're a connoisseur of sequels don't work, right? If you're a connoisseur of the art form of the cinematic art of Saw, I would go see number three because I think it's a hell of a lot better than number two is. Hold on just a second. I want to try this again. I love playing with this. Hello, Keith. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. You were talking about getting your sticker off your bumper. WD-40 does the trick.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, I appreciate that,
Keith. It makes a great bodily deodorant.
Oh, that's good. Very nice, Keith. Now, I noticed, Joe, when Joe put that up on the line, it was F, Keith. Joe, is that just a typo? And now, Joe, I just want you to know that while I'm running the show today, we are going to get along very, very well. The F. Keith, just a typo, or was the way you felt about him?
A typo, I guess.
Thank you, Joe. That was Joe Artinger.
What's he eating?
Huh?
What's he eating?
What are you enjoying, Joe?
Chocolate. Come on back and see us.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Joe.
Stick with a winner and win with a sticker.
Thank you, Joseph Artinger. I'm going to handle Joe with kid gloves today.
Put it on your chisel.
You know, I'd really like to yell at him.
Oh, save me.
All right. Hello. You're on the Donna Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, big guy.
How are you? I'm sorry. Buzzer, Rob. Buzzer. Big guy gets a buzzer for me. I'm sorry. F you. Hello.
Term of endearment.
Donna Mike Show. I don't like big guys. People call me that all the time. I know I'm fat. I don't need it to be reinforced.
Oh,
big
that's
guy.
What it is.
Hello. You're on the air.
You're not even going, guys.
This is Matt. Matt, what can we do for you?
Hey, I was just, I know it's backtracking a little bit, but you were talking about the flu shots before, and yes. The reason a lot of people think you get sick off those is because of the preservative that's in them.
Now, you say think. So people, do you believe people get sick from flu shots or not?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Research shows they do.
You know, what was amazing to me is one year when I got my flu shot, I actually noticed a difference in size.
Really?
Yeah, for the worse, actually.
Oh,
it was very, very frustrating.
And
let me finish
this
thing.
No one was calling you big guy then.
About the yard signs. The yard signs go, Buzz, you will agree, probably one step beyond the bumper sticker, maybe a couple of steps beyond
the
bumper
sticker.
It's a real big deal. Never done it in my life. Not doing it because I'm particularly energized, but I love this fight. I just love the fight. To me, it's like a Red Sox playoff game. I feel the exact same way. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment for me.
Yeah.
So I get three of them, and I'm going to put them at various places in the yard. So it's a paranoid exercise right away. I live in an area that I would probably describe, I've never polled everybody, but I would describe it as probably a pretty heavily Republican area.
You're surrounded.
And, you know, and I'm somewhat of a known business owner as well.
Yes.
And I'm very...
Look around,
I'm not fucking, I swear to God. Don't want to get in trouble. So we get these things out, pitch black, of course. We're coming back from Saw, and Carl and I are in the front of the yard, and we're... trying to maximize the exposure.
Right.
And I got a great, as you guys have, you've been to the house,
yes,
but you know I got a great place for them.
Yes.
Because a lot of people will see
very
them.
Visible.
Because I live in an in-town, in-city location, very easy to see.
Plus with the floodlights and searchlights.
With the flood, and the elaborate security system and the dogs, I think, you know, it's a really
people
good way.
See it. Yeah.
And then, of course, that incredible thing I do at Christmas time, you know, when I turn the entire steeple of my home into a German cuckoo clock, you know.
And
don't the kids love that?
They do. How do you make it snow?
It's, well, you know, that's the secret. You know, but I went up to Blue Knob Resort one time and got some of their machines. So I'm putting the things down. I was like, Carl, what do you think over here? She's like, yeah, that looks good. And then I'm putting the second one in, and just about that. What the hell is that?
You're hammering the side.
Oh, you scared me with it.
Sorry.
And the second one I'm putting in, I notice there's very little traffic. It's late. It's probably about 10 o'clock at night. I see across the street a van, and this is a 45-mile-an-hour drag where you fly down this thing. It's a main drag, and this thing is going very, very slow.
Uh-oh.
With its lights on, and all of a sudden, like the paranoid police.
Right.
I have no idea what this is, why this is going on, but, you know, because I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm thinking something weird is going on.
Sure.
So I put the second one on. And I jam it down. They come with little wire feet that you wedge into the ground. They go into the ground very, very easily.
Right.
And I'm still, as I'm doing this, I'm straightening it. I'm trying to get it just right.
Just right.
But at the same time, I got my eyes on the slow-moving van, which is just creeping me out. Then I look to the right of the van, and I see there's a guy walking next to it. And he's walking very, very slowly. Now, this is... I am not making any sense of this. I don't understand until they got a little closer. And the language that was being spoken out of the van was not a tongue that I'm familiar with.
Well,
hey, foreign tongue. Let me ask.
No, Rob, I believe it was a slightly different region of the world. It might have been a region that's featured when we discuss immigration in the United States. Yes, you've spotlighted it right there. It was fascinating because they were speaking Spanish, and they're having a conversation out the window with this guy, and I, you know, and now that I realize it's not me, it's not the anti, you know, Democrat police that are coming like to drive a spike through my heart.
Right.
I realize this is some sort of, I don't know whether it's an altercation or whether it's actually, you know, two guys that are having a conversation, but it's very, very weird.
Animated.
And then they keep moving down the road, and at the end of their conversation, I'm watching this guy, and they give one of them little hand signals.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Well, Buzz, I live in a quality area. I truly do. And then the van continued down, sort of took a U-turn, but stopped in the middle of the U-turn and was looking back.
And then I ran into my house crying, and I just peered out the window.
It raises the question, who eats at your place more often, the Crips or the Blood?
Now stop. It's a very respectable place. I enjoy
and
it,
what's but. Great is that they saw you out there,
right.
So they'll know who to vote for.
Okay, now we've got a very special show today. I've got a lot. I didn't cover half the stuff I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about a wonderful product that I saw. I don't know you, Mr. Newsman, if you became aware of this. The substance is called, I hope I get this right, resveratrol.
Not familiar.
I heard about this.
Resveratrol. Yeah. This is a variation on a story that was out a short time ago, but I saw it this morning on the Today Show. Resveratrol is found in red wine.
Wow. Ah, yeah, and, well, that must be good.
And this was a huge thing. They showed the whole thing with fat mice.
Yeah.
Where they had the fat mice on there.
Like me with a fur coat.
It was awesome. You know, Rob, I was looking at the mice. I didn't find them to be that fat.
Well, they were obese.
They were obese, but they were happy.
They were.
And they lived longer than the other rats. So your thin, aerobic, you know, on the treadmill rats aren't living at all. And this is the part of the story that I really dug.
What?
You know, they do the typical NBC network superficial, barely scratch the surface of this, even though everybody's interest is, well, doctors are saying that the red wine might indeed. Now, in order, at the very end, and this is what got me. Now, in order to get the benefits of, I hope I'm getting it right, resveratrol, you would have to drink gallons of wine.
A lot.
But that's not the sound that I would play.
No?
Gallons of wine.
Yeah. Good. Oh.
And he said it as though that's some sort of bad thing. I can knock out a gallon or two during a week. You knew this already.
Winner.
How many of those little, like, regular, you know, Italian wine bottles you would get would equal a gallon? How many of those would you have to drink a week to get a gallon of wine?
That would probably be about four. A glass of wine is 5 ounces, right?
Yeah, do your math, because I'm very curious. But those things you get at the, like, the macaroni grill.
26 glasses of wine.
26 in a week?
Gallon.
I'm there, and I'll get the, and also, like,
that's just one gallon.
And they said something like chocolate cream pies are also,
yes,
they have this stuff
chocolate,
in there.
Chocolate, red wine, these things are high in whatever the substance is.
So you just get fat, you drink wine, you look like Mr. Creosote, and you're having a very, very good time.
You're healthy.
I'm very, very excited. Let me take one more call. I know we got a break because we've got, she's not coming up next,
no,
right?
No,
but we have to be on a time schedule because we have a TV star that is coming on the air today.
Right.
Hello, Joe. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, what is going on, buddy?
How are you, Joe?
Dude, I am fantastic.
What can I do for you?
Well, look, my name is Joe, man. I'm in a band called Hydra Effects. We're from Maryland, man, supporting Don and Mike.
Thank you for the plug, Joe. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Well, look, we're on a national reality show for NBC called Star Tomorrow. We just made it to the
That's
top
the second
five.
Plug. I believe Joe's gotten two plugs. You made it to what?
I know. I got to, though, man.
Wait, now, seriously, are you on a real network television show?
Yeah, it's Star Tomorrow. It's online. If you go to startomorrow.com, it's
all... Hold on a second, Joe. Slow down a little bit. Anybody aware of this television show?
I'm not.
Star Tomorrow, it's on... Is it on the Internet or is it on NBC?
It's on the Internet for NBC.
It's on the Internet for NBC.
Yeah, if you go to NBC...
You know, there's a buzzer sound right over there. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Wish
you luck.
Internet television show. One more call, and then I know we have to break, Rob. Hello, Kevin. You are on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
About these politicians...
Yeah.
Well, doesn't this sound like a regular? Oh my God!
No, it just
the boss is going to be dying when he hears this right now. Yes.
No, really. I just was going to say, I heard on the news that the Republicans' biggest problem is
Kevin. This is not a political talk show. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is there any chance that you've been drinking today?
Unfortunately, just smoking.
Okay. There thank you, you very much.
Try the drinking.
I don't
reserve it all in that.
Are you saying hi to you, Buzz?
Hi.
Well, it's high, Buzz.
Have some wine.
Hi, Buzz. Kevin, we're not a political show. We really... I'm just talking about stuff for my yard. That's all I'm doing, okay?
Fine.
Now, with that said, we got to take a break. Megan Mullally will be coming up in the next hour. We have to be on schedule for her. And in the great tradition of when Don's not here and Rob calls me mid-morning and tells me I got to pop in and put this little thing together, I always like to bring just a little something different to the show.
Good.
And this
we're
idea
cooking?
Came to me. Pardon me. No.
No.
That's the same thing that John Norman said.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
Yeah, get it over.
What do you got? And do you think that, do you think I can come over and play with the buttons later?
Of course.
Just a little bit.
But we got a break.
I know we have to break. I know
if you're good.
Hold on a second. All right. Now, Rob, I have teased Rob on this. I haven't told him.
Tell me.
It's a medical experiment we're going to do today. I'm in the drugstore today. Because my idea...
Buying
gallons of wine so I would feel better. And my idea is as follows.
Hold on.
All right.
had for
this. Okay, he's going into a bag. It's a bag from, like...
All right, everyone knows that I have colored my beard on the air.
Yes.
I have been weighed on the air.
Right.
And in my continuing efforts at self-improvement and modifying my own appearance...
Yes.
I have decided that today, due to the product that I saw in the drugstore...
Yes.
Today will be the day that, on the air, during this program, at some point today, I will whiten my teeth on the air.
Incredible!
Thank you, ladies
incredible.
And gentlemen. Yes, fanfare.
Incredible.
Wow. We have fanfares anywhere. Find them on the machine.
That is
yes.
exciting.
No, I seriously, I go in there. I was thinking about doing this anyway. Our Dr. Dana that we all go to,
yes.
he gave me stuff that like was over a long period of time.
Right.
It's supposed to be the proper medical way to
Idiot.
Do that. To hell with that. I want to do this the good way. I want to do this to walk into the drugstore and buy something over the counter. But it's really not over the counter. You know how I know this is a good product?
How do you know?
When you walk in... Yes, Joe.
What?
What did he say?
I don't know.
What?
Joe, step in.
What, Joe?
Come on in, Joe.
Yes, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Archer.
I didn't mean to disturb you, but I forgot that Don just usually plows through.
Plows through.
I was suggesting the Letterman.
That was a dig. Fanfare. That was a dig at me.
I don't think it was a dig.
No, it's not a dig.
I'm paranoid whenever I'm here
no,
alone.
I
when I'm
I understand,
turning.
Joe. Thank you. Yes.
He said this fanfare.
That's the better fanfare. Thank you, Joe. Joe, no offense at all, but seriously, if you would like to join me in this, I really do believe this is something that could benefit you as well.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Can we share it?
We might be. I'll open it
oh,
up a little
no.
bit later.
It only has one of those trays. It could get dicey.
All right, here's the whole deal. I'm in that section. I know we do have to break, but let me just say this really quickly.
Okay.
They have behind the little glass... The stuff for whitening. Now, I don't know why they do that. Can you make it in crystal meth, Buzz?
Is no, that the, I don't think
it's
an ingredient.
Think because it's probably expensive.
It's a little more expensive.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They had, and I was going to go in there today, and I said, do they, you know, they have the strips that normally you take 5 days.
Right.
But when I saw this.
How long does it take?
Here we go. This is called Whitening Light Tooth Whitening System.
Oh, boy.
Here we go, Rob.
Yes.
Up to 6 shades whiter. In under an hour.
Wow.
Yes, sir, with zero tooth sensitivity.
We have an hour.
Dentist developed, cleared by the FDA, and there's several like steps that I'm going to have to go through.
We'll have to get pictures on the internet.
But the whole deal, that'll be lovely.
I'm
becoming self-conscious.
You're going to put
again.
Something on your teeth while you're doing a job that requires you to talk.
Well, this is, no, the reason I decided to do this is because all of this is like minutes. You can get this done in minutes, and it's not one of those things where you have to, like, keep stuff on your teeth or
right.
keep a mouth
okay,
guard in your
good.
Mouth. I think that, well, I don't know what the hell's going on. I know
really
it's going to work.
You really should read the instructions.
Watch out for burns.
Clinically proven to be fast, safe, and effective, get similar results to light technology
similar.
Used in dental office. And here's you want the real reason?
Yeah.
At the very bottom, quote, to get your teeth white, you've got to have the light. You know whose quote that is? Who's endorsing this product? Hunter Tylo.
Who's that?
I have no effing idea.
What could possibly go wrong?
I'm very excited.
That's the one with the little flashlight.
Yes, yes, it is, Joe.
I think we can do it together.
There we go. Ultra we can do this.
We'll read the instructions during the commercial.
We'll read the instructions. We will come back and begin our medical experiment on the Don and Mike Show. We'll break. We'll be back right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please. Swim, my pretties.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Just like a great big bowl of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, if I didn't read it, I wouldn't have believed it. I don't know. Could be true, could be not true.
It sounded pretty confident.
We have news from Hughes. The great God of Michael Hughes has informed all of us at the Don and Mike Show that our ad on YouTube, the Don and Mike Show YouTube TV spot, will air twice.
Hey!
Wow. Are you ready for the times?
Please.
All right, it's going to be this Sunday. Now, this is what we're told. Don't hold me to this, but it will air twice this Sunday. That's November 5th. Everybody knows we've been talking a lot about that wonderful ad that was done on YouTube. This is the one where they use our little clutch cargo mouths.
Right.
Don has the bat cowl. Once during the NFL on Fox pregame. Now, that's pretty prime time.
Huge.
I think that's a fantastic location.
Yeah.
And they say it's going to... This is between 12:05
and 12:55 p.m.
So during the pregame.
Once during the NFL on Fox pregame, that's between 12:05 and 12:55.
Uh-huh.
And then once during the Family Guy, which is, everybody watches the Family
Guy. Sure.
That's between 9 and 9:30 p.m. Both shows air on WTTG Fox 5. Tune in and be part of the excitement. What can you offer any insight on this? You think this
yes,
is
I'm excited.
The real deal? Who got the information?
I
just want to make sure I've got the info tree correct so I know when it all blows up, I know who to blame.
I got a call this morning from Max Dugan, our
Max
program
Dugan,
director.
Okay, wonderful.
And,
yes.
And our program director.
Right.
And he said exactly what you just read. He sounded very confident.
You think so?
So I'm told.
You'd stake your career on it.
No, I never said that.
All right, I don't know.
My career is such as it is.
We're having too much fun here. All right, let me put this guy on the air. I'm trying to play with the buttons here.
You love the phones.
I'm just trying to... Now, Rob, I'm pressing this thing, and how come it's not happening? I press line 2.
Right.
Right? Or I press line 3.
Right.
And nothing happens. Is there a reason nothing is happening with this?
I don't know. Let me try to punch it over here. Do you want line 2 or line 3?
No, I don't want you to punch it up over there. I want to be able to do it myself. That's the way I am. I'm spoiled that way. I'm not coming over to your side yet. Can I do that later, though?
Anytime you want, GB.
See the way I'm pressing this thing and it's not?
I do.
Let me just go drop, and then I'll try it again. No, nothing's happened. Mm-hmm. You want to come over? Oh, I just shut it off. Now I just shut it off.
Shut it off.
Now, listen, the medical experiment, I have it here. I was talking to Joe about this. This thing, I might as well give him a plug. I didn't get it for free. I bought it. It's called Clear Action, the original whitening light tooth whitening system. I don't think we're going to have time to do this right now because there's a lot of stuff that's involved. It doesn't take all that much time,
right?
But it's whitening light. So this is done with light. It says,
ultraviolet.
And this is what jumped out at me: up to 6 shades whiter in under an hour with zero tooth sensitivity. Now, tooth sensitivity, I've heard about that. People that get this done, sometimes they're in a lot of pain because when you bleach your teeth, it gets crazy.
They're wimps.
Now, John has taken a before picture of my lovely mouth that we'll put those up on the website, and then we will show you the after, because they said it's in under an hour, in under an hour. Let me see. Hold on. Let me open it up and say the super oxygenating action of the whitening gel.
That means it foams.
Combining with the safe, specially designed blue wavelength light goes to work immediately.
Tanning light.
And isn't it lovely that Joe has already defaced my picture by coming here with a... Did somebody else do that, or did you do that, Joe? That's just lovely. You know, Joe and I have so much fun when the boss is in here. It's always a blast. He's defaced my lovely... That is it. Rob, isn't that a handsome picture of me?
He defaced that?
He does. Thank you so much. We will have before pictures. We're resetting them. Good. We'll have before pictures and after pictures. And I guess the way it works is that I'm going to put the gel on.
Right.
And it goes to work immediately.
On your teeth.
Oh, it's the fast-acting gel.
Scary. Now it's getting a little scary. I just, me, Rob, I just glanced at this thing.
Maybe this is the reason they keep it behind the counter.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Here's just a real concern.
Okay.
It's a small concern, but a concern nonetheless.
What?
Not only dissolving surface stain. They don't say dissolve.
They've misspelled it.
They've misspelled it on their package.
Well, see, how much faith can you put in that?
That scares me. If you're going to have a typo on your glossy pack, they didn't sweat that detail.
No.
Because they were busy passing the quality on to you.
Well, it not only dissolves surface stain, but safely erases tough embedded stains that automatically appear from aging. I'm there. Smoking occasionally, and eating certain foods or drinking soft drinks, coffee, tea, or red wine.
Blueberry.
Okay. No uncomfortable mouth trays or messy premixing needed.
Thank God for that.
I will just simply remove some of the gums from my tooth line.
I don't think it's going to remove any gums, but nor do I think it's going to help that much.
No.
You really don't?
We'll see. I mean, I'm a skeptic.
I think I'm going to look like piano keys. I'm going to look like Regis Philbin.
I hope you do.
But we will do that after we talk to Megan Mullally. She's coming up in a little bit. I want to get some other health news on the air here. And, Rob, we have not gotten an update on your condition. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in today, you might have known that Rob has, over the weekend, went through an absolutely terrifying,
horrible
situation with his butt.
Yes, I looked in the toilet and I saw blood and mucus.
It was nasty.
And it was diagnosed as a fissure.
All right, hold on. Wait a minute, Rob. I think that. Now, Joe, don't kill those because I want to. Joe, Whenever, just leave them up because I thought they wanted to tell me how bad this thing was going to be. Were those calls, Joe, all putting telling me how bad the teeth whitening system is?
No, we haven't gotten those yet.
Okay, all right. If anybody knows anything about that, I do want to. Yeah, we'll have the naysayers. Sure. I'm sure we will. Those were other calls. So you had a fissure
and internal hemorrhoid.
Oh.
Now you laugh.
It's me, you fool.
Come here.
Oh, I laugh because I love
you. You laugh.
I laugh because I love you.
Here's the magical silver lining, and it's not really silver, is it?
Password is lining.
The lining is that there's almost no pain.
See, that's what I don't get.
Because it's
internal. Well, Buzz, you've had some butt problems.
Yes, I have.
But never like that kind. Yours were all really internal, right? But excruciatingly painful.
Let's just put it out there. I've had hemorrhoids before.
Have you?
External ones can be very painful.
Internal
ones, not so much.
External are very, I mean, that's why they always have the commercial. I mean, they're excruciating,
but
right?
But the thing that freaked me out was the blood.
Right. Sure.
And that's, I'm pleased to report. As a matter of fact, remember when you called me today?
Yes.
And it was about 11:30?
Yes.
Do you know why I didn't answer?
Were you soaking?
I was in the tub. And to make
you
it
ever
all...
You sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut?
You will enjoy this perhaps the best. Is because
now, what do you put? Do you put like a half an inch of water in the tub?
All I need.
Epsom salt.
If I'm in a hurry, I get in, then I fill the tub.
So have you been soaking? What were you supposed to do? Soak twice a day?
Ideally twice a day. Minimum once a day.
Right.
I didn't have time yesterday to do it.
Let me tell you something, Rob. When I get done whitening my teeth, I think your butt's never going
to
feel better.
It's time to soak.
Oh, hold on. All right, just let me take this call right now because this is a guy that says... Oh, I'm pressing it again.
What line is it, two?
It's two.
Okay, he's on
the
air.
This is a dentist who's giving me a heads up on what works and what doesn't. Hello, well, you're a dentist, so I guess I might as well listen to you. Hello, doctor.
Hey, guys, I listen to you every day I can.
This is an expensive, well-packaged, sold in, it says it's FDA clear. Now I just, yeah, maybe you should read packages before you. I'm going to try it anyway. Cleared by the FDA.
Is that different
than approved? Now, is that different than approved by the FDA?
You know, I have no clue. I would say, give it a whirl. Just about any of that stuff you get at Wally World or Target, any of those places, they're going to make your teeth whiter.
They are.
But I'm telling you, if you really want to make them white, your best bet is the tried and true, and that's the take-home kit.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You know, it's like 3 weeks worth of bleaching every night.
Yeah.
It'll last for a long, long time,
right.
And it won't make you as sensitive.
And can I tell you something? What's your name, sir?
Brian Carell.
Brian, can I tell you something, Brian?
Sure.
I want to be a dentist.
I only do that during the holiday season. All right, I'll try this one, Rob. So this thing is... Oh, I got it. Okay, was
no,
that
I,
you or
I
me?
Did it. I did it.
Oh, man, is this thing going to be busted the whole show?
We should be able to reset it. Right.
It's like toys. Away. Yes, sir. Carl, you've got something to say about teeth.
Yeah, well, actually...
Or Rob's butt.
When you do this, to be able to tell the difference whether it worked or not,
yeah.
Could you do just one half of your teeth?
No, it's not like, it's not like a Tegrin commercial, you ass.
I'm not making a
it's
Batman
not going to work
movie.
Like that. No, Rob, I can't drop him. It's very, very frustrating.
I like this idea, though.
All right, so getting back to you,
yes.
You were told to soak twice a day, and you, and we didn't even mention, the word hasn't come up yet, suppository.
Oh, yeah, I'm well more than half done with that flight.
Now, do you have to, is it like antibiotics where you have to use the whole kit, the whole package of suppositories?
It's not really a whole package. It's a whole package. It's a package where
your hole.
They gave a 14
of for your
them
fissure
for my because there's two a day for a week.
These are special.
Yes,
you know what I don't get, Rob? What I don't get is how you can have what amounts to a tear or a hole
where it doesn't
down
belong,
there, and right. You don't have any pain, especially when you're. You know, when you're taking care of business, when you, as Borat would say, when you make toilet.
Well, because I'm also on now Metamucil twice a day.
But still, it would seem to me...
Tang with a kick.
We had a coworker, God love him, Dennis Reese.
Yes.
And I had a coworker, Dennis Reese. He used to have the funniest laugh in the world. He laughed like this. That would be his laugh. Mm-hmm. If you said anything funny to Dennis, he'd be like... And he had the foulest mouth of any salesman I ever knew. Loved the guy for a while, and I hated him.
Right.
But he had that, and I think I remember him saying he was in excruciating pain.
Then I got lucky, because I'm not in any pain.
Do you think maybe you have a... would there be some reason
that you were desensitized down there?
You're thinking bowling trophy?
Would you have had any nerve damage
in bowling?
No.
Would you have had any nerve damage in the
Despite
past?
Years of begging, no nerve
years
damage.
Years of abuse, Rob, had his years of abuse. No problems at all, huh?
No, and I don't know if it's the suppositories or the Tang, but I will tell you this.
What do you mean the Tang? Is that what you call the Metamucil?
Yeah, the Tang with a kick.
You liking the Metamucil?
It's all right.
You know, Pops here swears by it.
Yeah, he was.
You love this stuff, don't you, buddy?
I drink it for snacks.
I took it once. I didn't like it.
I've been gassy.
Really?
Yeah.
Very, very gassy?
Yeah, it's not good.
So the big question, have we asked this yet, has it healed? Are you seeing any more
been
copper?
There's copper, the taste of copper, right. I know.
Any blood?
Yes.
Still have blood.
Some.
A little.
Not as bad.
You're getting to the end of that week, my friend.
I know, and then I'll have to call Dr. Gastroenterologist.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Any lightheadedness?
Not until we started the show.
No problems at all.
No mucus today.
No mucus at all. Everything seems to be going well.
Everything seems to be fine. And
are you concerned? Did you think that maybe it would have cleared up by today?
I really hoped.
Do you think there's being progress made? Is it less blood than it was the other day?
Yes, and the lack of mucus is enough for me to, you know, notify friends and family.
Sure.
Call off the visit to the funeral home.
Two tubs a day or one?
Only one, and you know what?
Maybe you should up that to two. Maybe we should have a little clawfoot tub installed here at the station.
Wouldn't
so you can knock one out. Put one right in the back of the studio.
Sadly, with the age of my house that I live in, it's over 60 years old. It's a small tub.
Really?
And it's a bad fit.
Okay, this
what
is
line?
Not going to work for me. This is line one, Rob.
Line one, go.
I'm just hoping we have calls to help you like they're going to help me. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I want to tell.
Hold on a second. What are you calling? What are you calling from? Are you in a car?
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Are you on a speaker?
It's a headset, so I don't get in a car.
All right. Go ahead. I can hear you.
All right. I just talking about Rob's condition.
Yes.
Is this Mike?
Yes. See, Rob, I just hate not having the ability to hit that buzzer and dump the call.
I can do that if you really tell me to.
Yes, thanks for the call. And we do have to break now. Is that correct?
It would be a great time.
All right, so the reason that we're up on a break right now is because we do have a TV legend, an Emmy Award winner, a talk show host.
Yeah,
and I'll be polite. I won't say this on the air. Well, not in a direct way, but a great rack. And I think we all agree on that one, don't we?
I looked at it today.
And she's also been very, very funny on the Emmys as well.
Yeah, always.
I enjoyed that thing where she did the thing with Donald Trump, Green Acres.
Very good.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows who this lady is, Megan Mullally. She's now got her own talk show, and she's going to be hawking that and talking about that. So we will have a good old-fashioned Emmy Award winner coming up on the Don and Mike Show when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJS. Good afternoon. We're brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Inbound 14th Street Bridge. The partial right lane is blocked with a traffic stop. They should be out of your way shortly. Did you know radiator system failure is a major cause of roadside breakdown? Stop by your neighborhood Jiffy Lube to have your car's radiator checked today. This is Michelle Hughes, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 WJFK.
We hold two titles in this town. First, more diamonds than any place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamond settings, engagement rings, wedding bands, and more diamond studs than any place in Washington. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have thousands, from a half to 11 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title for loving diamonds, we'd hold that too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
Thank you for calling Comcast Adelphia. Your call is really important to us. But since we're in the middle of a buyout to create one big dominant cable monopoly, we have even more important things to get to first. There's carpet to pick out.
Comcast just bought out Adelphia customers in your area, which means they just bought you too. They've already raised your monthly rate by $2. That's $24 more a year.
Then we have to order new corporate coffee mugs.
You have a choice. Switch to DirecTV and get 100% digital quality on every channel, unlike Comcast Washington, D.C. Plus exclusive programming like NFL Sunday Ticket and higher customer satisfaction ratings than cable 6 years running.
Then there's the issue of how we're going to pay for all of this.
Sign up with DirecTV and lock in 12 months for as low as $39.99 per month. Call now and find out how you can receive up to $150 cash back after mail-in redemption. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com. There's good TV, there's better TV, then there's DirecTV. Cashback offer ends 12/31/06 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only, lease required. Fee $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hi, my name's Dan, and I've worked for Jiffy Lube for 15 years. Today, I'm a franchisee. Even though I'm the owner, I'm down there with my guys, working underneath the vehicles, side by side, as a team, making sure the customers get the best service they can. I tell my guys all the time, we're not just in the automotive maintenance business, we're in the customer service business. And with so many of my customers coming back time and time again, I know we must be doing something right.
Amazing customer service. Experience it yourself at Jiffy Lube today.
My name's Bill. I'm a Jiffy Lube technician. I've been doing it for about 8 years now. We do 27 million signature service oil changes each year. As part of the signature service, we do many things such as checking the serpentine belt, we set the tire pressure, and vacuum the vehicle's floor mats. Every point is equally important to the service because each customer may have separate needs for their vehicle. We treat all our customers as if they were a lifelong friend and we're dedicated to keeping them moving.
Come into Jiffy Lube today and get personal, customized service.
What makes you happy in the morning? Cup of coffee? Sports page? A little nap on the way to work? A few chapters in that book? Whatever it is, we bet it's just not happening if you're sitting in your car, stuck in traffic. We bet it's got nothing to do with traffic, or gasoline prices, parking lots, and the stress of driving to and from work day after day after day. And if that's what you're facing Monday through Friday, we suggest you jump aboard the VRE. Relax. Read the paper. Drink your coffee. Ease your way into the day and stop wasting your time and temper in bottlenecks and backups. Get out of that mess and get aboard the Virginia Railway Express. There's just no better way to commute in and out of the city along 66 and 95. The VRE. We'll get you to work and back home again without all the hassles and hang-ups. For more information on schedules and fares, visit VRE.org. The VRE.
Works for me.
Don't miss the best night of television on television. Starting with a new Survivor.
There we go.
The castaways have enjoyed the sun and surf. But tonight, a raging storm will turn the island into a swamp.
I think you had the worst night anybody's ever had on X House.
Plus, the last thing any player should do in a rewards challenge is quit.
God, that was miserable.
There's no way to come home, you know?
The chance in this new episode of Survivor. Then, a man who preys on the innocent.
I'm a convicted pedophile.
Maybe the only hope to find two missing children.
Can you account for your whereabouts the last 24 hours?
I know what you're thinking. No, you don't.
A powerful new CSI. And if you hate when high-priced defense attorneys set criminals free, meet the L.A. prosecutors who are on your side.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Don't I always?
An all-new Shark. After new episodes of Survivor and CSI.
Ah, yes. And it all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on WUSA 9.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
Is your wireless network letting you down? It's time to switch to Verizon Wireless.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
People tell me their phone doesn't work. And I'm like, get Verizon.
You need to become a Verizon Wireless customer today.
Switch to America's most reliable wireless, Verizon Wireless, for calls that connect and stay connected more than any other national wireless carrier. Maybe that's why only Verizon Wireless ranks number one in national network satisfaction and customer loyalty. Plus, now you can get the Motorola Q exclusively from Verizon Wireless at the lowest price ever.
If you want good service, you should go to Verizon.
If I switch over to Verizon.
Make the switch today. Go to any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network details at VerizonWireless.com. Satisfaction claim based on third-party survey. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures. Connection claim based on national lowest percentage of ineffective attempts and dropped calls.
I never felt rushed at Jared. The sales staff was very supportive.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer, Josh Gentry.
That's Jared.
I was a little nervous about buying an engagement ring, but at Jared, they asked what we were interested in. I figured that loose stones and a setting gives you more variety.
This holiday, like every day, Jared has 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
Every time I notice that Jenny is looking down at her hand and smiling, it gives me a good feeling. I'm very happy with the ring that we got at Jared. Jared is my jewelry store.
Design your ring at Jared. First, choose from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum. Then the experts at Jared will guide you through the vast selection of independently certified diamonds to find the one in a size and shape to suit your personal style. Begin your design today at Jared.com.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulwich Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
Tonight on the new CW. For 20 years, Clark Kent has lived alone with his secrets, alone in his power. Now,
Ryan, I'm afraid I'd never see you again.
You're not alone anymore.
Clark has an equal.
It looks like Krypton gave us more than one hero.
But is she strong enough?
Someone's been dreaming of killing me for the last 20 years.
He'll kill us both.
To survive.
Ryan? You can't leave me. Not now.
An all-new Smallville. Then, the Winchester brothers have seen some bad things.
He was America's first serial killer.
But this place...
He built these secret chambers inside the walls. He'd lock his victims in, keep them alive for days.
It's a nightmare.
Is anybody there?
He's so beautiful.
An all-new Supernatural. Right after Smallville, 2 incredible shows, 1 amazing night. Tonight on the new CW. Begins tonight at 8 on the CW Washington. Followed by a full hour of Friends at 10.
94, 95, 96, 96, 96, 96.
When your kid gets a 96 on a test, that's good.
96, 96.
When your senator gets a 96, it's not a good thing. Why? Because it means George Allen sides with George Bush 96% of the time. What does that mean for Virginia? It means when stem cell research holds out the promise for new cures for diseases, Allen sides with Bush. It means Allen opposed letting women take unpaid leave after the birth of a child. It means that on Iraq, Allen just sides with Bush's stay-the-course strategy.
96.
If George Allen is siding with George Bush 96% of the time, when is he siding with Virginia? Paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
96.
WJS. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Most of the time, the listeners are wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
4:30, Rob.
I know. You're going
to... I'm just doing what he would do.
I know. It feels good, doesn't it?
We really worked hard to actually lay the show out for a TV star.
How's that working out?
Megan Mullally. Supposed to call it 4:30, Rob.
I feel blood.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
Is it the blood that's rushing into your cheeks, or is it the blood that's going down to your bottom?
The other end.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
A little later on, if we have time, I've got sex trivia for you.
Wonderful.
See, I prepared a little show today. I was very, very excited.
Look at you.
I also do want to mention to everybody that this is exciting. I'm going to keep hitting this again and again. The Don and Mike Show. Don is under the weather today. He has informed us he will be back tomorrow for the show for the Big Friday Fest, and we're looking forward to that. The Don and Mike Show YouTube TV spot will air twice this Sunday, November 5th. Once during the NFL on Fox pregame between 12:05 and 12:55.
Nice.
And once during the Family Guy between 9 and 9:30 p.m.
Very nice.
Both shows air on WTVG Fox 5.
On the Fox.
Tune in and be a part of the excitement. And now I see Rob, who is on his cell phone, and I'm sure we're going to have a Megan Mullally update that she has canceled the interview today.
Oh, no, don't think like that.
I'm sorry. I'm a negative person.
No.
I'm negative by nature.
Very
by nature. Now, the cheeks tell me everything. Yes, Rob.
Ms. Mullally has passed away. No, I'm kidding.
The worst. Yes.
She's running about 2 minutes late. That was her publicist calling to apologize.
2 minutes late?
Yes, so we should have her in the next minute.
So that would be 4:34 or 4:33 that we will be having around the show.
I think 4:33 or 1:33 on the West Coast.
Because, you know, I got myself all up into a real lather about her coming on the show.
Right. I know.
That's very, very exciting. Now, in the meantime, as soon as we're done speaking with Ms. Mullally, I will be plunging into the Clear Action Original Whitening Light Tooth Whitening System. If this works,
yes.
Joe Ardinger has agreed to participate as well. We will put this on his teeth as well, which is, it looks to me, to be a flashlight. But I will be tearing into this. I hope it's not too difficult with the packaging.
Now, you say if it works.
The dentist said that, it should work. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, and you know, we figured out what was wrong with your phone.
Oh, yeah. It was, you know what I did? I kicked open the plug.
Yeah,
somebody kicked out. I was moving around. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Nothing. Just doing a little radio show. How are you?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you? Yeah, obviously nothing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who's this? Mike?
No.
Oh, Joe?
No.
Oh, whatever. Hey, I just want to know.
I knew it wouldn't matter to him.
It wouldn't matter to him.
I knew it wouldn't matter at all. Yes, what's that?
Where can I find the picture of the people who participate in that ship trivia?
What we do is, my name is Borat, and if you don't, we will be executed. Where are you from originally, my friend?
I'm originally from Brazil.
Ah, Brazil!
Right.
Ah, they have good waxing. They're very nice. They have good waxing down there.
Tell me, yes.
My friend, what type of picture? What picture you look for on Don and Mike Show?
I just want to see the face. I'm not too into the skin.
Let me see. I want to make sure you and I speak. Why do I feel like I'm speaking Russian dialect
here? We all are.
Let me see. You want to see pictures of face of street trivia contestants?
That's right. That will be correct.
Rob, we got a chance to talk to Johnny Norman. I don't know how to explain this. Johnny
Norman!
How do we get this man? You don't have to use accent. How he find picture of street trivia contest?
I disagree. I think he should use an accent.
Well, so you like this. You go to the front
page. Now, don't do an accent, for God's sake.
On the front page, click on the photos tab, and you will find Halloween strip trivia there and all the contestants' pictures.
All right, Halloween strip trivia. Right. All you have to do is click on the photos page, all right?
All righty.
Have you been to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com?
Yeah, I was today, and I couldn't find the pictures.
Why do you say you're from Brazil, but it sounds to me like you're from, Latvia?
From where?
Don't worry about it. I take another call right now. Oh, I pressed that wrong button. I dropped him. Oh, no. Did I just freeze it up? Oh, no.
You're doing a good job. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. I did, Rob.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good show.
All right.
I killed him.
Thank you. Killed him.
Damn it. I don't like it. You don't like it
It's
now?
All nice and new and modern, and now I got to close that. And now I think it's working again. Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Why is there so much reverb on the show now? It makes it impossible.
I don't hear any.
I didn't hear any either, but no. We seem to have some interference with that call. It was very, very difficult. But anyway, I'm gonna open this thing right now while we're waiting for Ms. Mullally, who, once again, like every celebrity that calls this show,
late,
has not chosen to call. She said 2 minutes.
She did. But that's Emmy time. Yeah. That's an Emmy winner's time.
What do you think she's doing?
I think she's doing a previous interview. Or perhaps she's having a latte.
All right,
they do in Hollywood.
Right. I got a lot of papers that are lying around here, and I am having a lot. Oh, no.
What?
Hold on. Let me move this TV screen away. And we will
computer
try
screen.
To get this to the computer screen. Well, it's TV. It's like a little TV to me. Oh, look.
Buzz. Phone is ringing.
There are batteries, and there is clear, active tooth whitening. I just want to, because I want to try to do this as soon as we're done talking to Megan.
Right.
And I'm very, very looking forward to that, but I also want to make sure that I'm prepared for this.
The batteries are for the special ultraviolet light that will help whiten your teeth.
See that thing?
I do.
All right, so we'll have to put the batteries in it. We'll
Star Trek taser.
He's on his cell phone. You on your cell phone, Rob? He's having a very long conversation.
I don't think so.
What?
She's standing by.
Okay, well, let's talk to her, all right? Without further ado, let's welcome, and I love saying this, and I bet you like hearing it too, Megan, Emmy winner Megan Mullally calling the show today. How are you, Megan?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We were just dying to get you on the show. We are waiting with bated breath to have you call. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm going there in D.C.
It's going great. Now, are you doing a million of these radio interviews, one right after the other, to promote your show, or is this one deal, or how's this working? Do they have you in our room?
I just did a handful, and you're my, I saved the best for last.
Now, of course, oh, flattery. I love it. I love it, Megan.
Thank you.
You know, we're fans. We all love you. You know, we've watched you on Will and Grace. I have to say that I am probably the fan that enjoys your work when you go on award shows. You always seem to bring a little something extra to the table. And you know, everybody, when you would go on those award shows, and I'm going to give you a compliment here, and I hope it doesn't offend you, because I'm certainly not intending to offend you, but you would go on those award shows, and everybody thinks of your character as kind of the ditzy comedy foil on that show, but then you'd come to the Emmys, and man, you would be in a gown that would just be, I mean, really, I think it would make everybody horny around the country. You would always look so hot. Did you? Now, that's no accident. You liked doing it, didn't you? I mean, getting dressed up and saying, I'm going to go. Did you do that saying, I'm going to show everybody that, you know, that I got this bod? You look hot on those Emmy shows. You really do. You look fantastic.
I was really not expecting you to say that.
Okay. Good. That means it's a good interview question.
I wish I could say that, I spent months, like, plotting my secret, you know, sex surprise. But no, I mean, it's just like a last-minute thing where you just put on whatever you can put on that possibly remotely looks
well,
good.
Well, I'm going to give you a further compliment, and I hope it's not going to be taken the wrong way. I believe some of the best cleavage in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
No question in my mind.
I may have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, baby. Good for you.
I'm not gonna demure.
You know, the thing is, when everybody had heard you, even when you would go on some of those shows, you would keep in character and you'd use that character's voice. And then, a short time ago, you launched this new television talk show. And we hear your. In fact, that's the way they promoted it, didn't they? Really, where you have the character of Karen.
Yeah, we did a couple of ads where it was the character Karen and then me in split screen, and they're pretty funny, yeah.
Where you have the one and your vocal register. I mean, that's everybody identifies with your character on Will and Grace with that voice. I'm sure everybody asks you about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine when you're doing a television series and you're in that character on set every single day, that that voice doesn't come difficult to you, does it?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's really easy to do that voice. People would ask me if it was painful.
Because it does sound like it could be painful.
No, it's just, it's really easy to do. I can flip right in and out of it real quickly.
Does being a singer help? I know you have a band, right?
Uh-huh. I've had a band for a long time. Before Will and Grace, even, I started the band.
Is it a metal band, Megan?
Yeah, death metal. Uh-huh.
Death metal that you truly enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, I have to give you one other compliment here, that when I saw you on with Donald Trump doing the Green Acres, that was a very, very special moment. How do you like doing a talk show? I know that what I've heard is that when you're doing a television series, whether it's a drama or a comedy, it is some of the hardest work out there as far as the daily grind, the hours put in. And I think really, in another vein, very closely behind that is a daily talk show, which do you think is a tougher thing to do?
Oh, the talk show is 5,000 times harder, but I love it.
Why is that? Because I've always heard that sitcoms are, I mean, there's, you know, any
grind.
Any television series is a big grind. What makes a talk show so much harder?
Our television series was really easy because our shows are a lot harder. You know, they're shot like a movie. You get there at, you know, 7 in the morning. You shoot for 12 hours. I mean, our show, we only shot one day a week, and we shot the show live in front of an audience. So we would go in and rehearse the other days, and we were only there for like 3 hours a day because we had this incredible director, James Burroughs, who's so experienced.
It's normally a lot more than that, isn't it? I mean, it normally takes longer
than that, but we were lucky because we had, you know, Jim Burroughs directing. So, and we had, you know, great cast and great writers. But the talk show's different. We shoot 6 shows a week. We shoot 2 shows a day, 3 days a week.
Jeez.
And, I go home at night with anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 hours worth of homework to do. And then on the days when we're not shooting, I'm out shooting comedy take pieces and things like
now,
that.
Now, you know, let me give you just a little piece of advice. I mean, this is now, Megan, you know, the DJs, we are the absolute lowest rung of the showbiz ladder.
Megan,
I got to be honest with you, one step above circus clowns, but I have to tell you this, that really all that homework,
you know, don't worry about that. You know, look at Larry King. Look at Larry King. I advise anybody that's going to do a talk show to look hard at Larry King and try to guess just how much homework he's done. He's in there winging it all the time,
well,
you know?
He wings it very well.
He does wing it very well, and you probably won't have to worry about it. But your stuff that you do that I do enjoy are the kind of the comedy vignettes. I really enjoyed the part where you went out to the Gold's Gym and you're wearing your sweater. You're wearing the entire little dress and just sitting on the treadmill. I thought that was a lot of fun.
We've been doing a lot of fun pieces and just, you know, kind of screwing around in the offices. You know, we have to throw these things together. It's guerrilla television making at its finest. So we're throwing everything together, and that's what I love about it. I love, you know, trying to bring out the best in the people who are on the show, and then I love, you know, our video, you know, comedy video pieces we're doing behind the scenes, because it's just like kids playing, and it's really fun.
When you lay out a career and you're looking at, you know, moving from, I know you've done the theater, you've done everything, really, and when you're laying it all out and they come to you and they say, we want you to do a talk show, was that the direction that you saw your career going after Will and Grace? Is that what you thought was going to happen?
Yeah, over the course of Will and Grace, I had come to this realization that I wanted to host a talk show. It's kind of a long story, but I, you know, suffice it to say that that's where I had landed. And then just out of nowhere, I got approached to do this very thing I've been wanting to do. And so it came together in a way that made me feel like it was kind of meant to be.
But, you know, once you have Will Ferrell show up on your set in his underwear, I think that's a christening.
Yeah.
I really think that you're on your way when that happens.
Megan, you were one of the people they brought in to fill in when Letterman had the shingles, right?
Yes.
There was one week, and I guess five hosts did it. Was that the first time you had done a talk show, and what was that like?
That was the first time. That was what made me feel like I wanted to host a talk show, because I had so much fun doing it, and I was completely relaxed. I took a nap for an hour right before the show.
Did you really? That is amazing. I would think no matter what level you were at in show business, I mean, that you would be out of your mind with jitters and nerves.
Yeah,
I mean, going in there to replace him.
It was inexplicable. And I love David Letterman, and I love that show, and I've watched it from the very beginning. And so you would think that I would have been a basket case. You know, Will Ferrell actually hosted the show right before me, and we were there on the same day. They were taping two shows that day, and he was a nervous wreck. And, you know, we talked about it when he came on my show. And for some reason, I couldn't wait to get out there. That Biff Henderson had to, like, physically restrain me.
Biff, well, we're big fans of Letterman as well. It must be a thrill to go out there. And then to do it and to do it well and get rave reviews on it, that's got to be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it was a big thrill.
What is the, you know, I don't know, you haven't been doing it that long, but because I like to ask this of anybody that does a talk show. When you got someone, let me put this in the nicest possible way, that might not be that forthcoming, somebody who doesn't like to chat, do you have strategies? Is there anything that you do to get them to come out of their shell, or are you just your charming self?
That's why I do the homework, because I feel like, you know, I really want everybody to be at their best on the show, the celebrity guests and the non-celebrities, and I feel like if I know who I'm talking to.
I believe in that. I believe in homework, too. You know, Megan was born in Los Angeles and raised in Oklahoma. She attended Northwestern University before beginning her career.
You're on the radio. You can read it off a piece of paper.
I know. Well, just have them tape it to the floor. It doesn't matter. Is there any way we could, you know, I know this, I'm sure you get, what's the number one question you get asked? I like to know that so I can avoid it.
The number one question I get asked, is probably about the voice of Karen.
So I've already asked that, though.
Oh, well.
All right, good night, everybody. Thank you. It's been a real pleasure. Do you see, and this is another question that everybody will ask you, but I'm curious about it, do you see a life expectancy for the talk show? I mean, obviously, the life expectancy depends on, you know, the ratings and all that, but if it's going to have a good run, how long could you see yourself doing this?
Honestly, I love the show, and I swear, if people, you know, it's different from any of the other shows that are out there, and people need to watch it, because it's not Ellen, and it's not Oprah, and it's not any of the shows that are out there right now. So people need to watch it, because it's a great show, and I think that there's something very encouraging about it, because we're bringing the viewer in more actively to this show, and it's something that everybody can take part in. I want to do the show for, I want to do it for as long as it goes. I love it.
That's good. Well, I think you're really, really good at it, and I think you're going to have a very, very good run. Are you? Is there a chance? Can I just make a request? Could you wear some of those Emmy-like outfits on your show?
Yeah.
That's just because, really, you know, really, seriously, everybody on the show.
I feel really cute and sexy right now because you're flattering me.
Well, my partner's not here. He's under the weather today, but Buzz and I both feel that, you know, you are.
You couldn't be lovelier.
It's that comedy thing, but it's that sexiness that you have. You've heard that before. I'm not the first one that's told you,
you
that.
You know, I'm a Scorpio, so maybe that's what it is. But, you know, on the show, it's funny because we have this couch that we all sit on. And
yeah, baby.
Because of the camera, because of the camera angles, I have to sit really close to the guest. And, I mean, it's bordering on... like sexual harassment lawsuits are going to start coming in because I'm like right on top of everybody because they can't shoot it any other way. So there you are.
You're getting me hot right now just listening to you talking about that. All right, now Rob Selmy, we do have to wrap it up because you have a lot more interviews to do. But can I just ask one favor? I do this. This is what I do whenever I get an opportunity. Can you say in that Will and Grace character, Karen's voice, this is Karen from Will and Grace, and I never listen to Don and Mike. That's our little plug. We'll play it a million times on the show.
Okay. Will and Grace, I would never listen to Don and Mike under any circumstances.
You know, I knew you'd do that.
Thank
That's
you.
Why I ask, because you're very graceful and, you know, Will and Grace, graceful. Very good luck with the television show, with your talk show. I think you're a natural for it. Everybody that watches you knows that. And thank you so much for coming on the show, Megan.
Thanks, and thanks for flattering me. I feel really, you know, womanly now.
We will all be 5 inches from the television set when the Emmys are on, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Megan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Megan Mullally.
She is sexy.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, very much so.
Now, the Megan Mullally Show airs locally 1 p.m. weekdays. That's on WDCA Channel 20, or check your local listings. You know, through that whole interview, it just somehow I got going with her a little bit.
She just has
that little sexiness.
Settle down, big boy.
I don't know what it is.
Big guy.
All right, enough of that. Move this out of the way, Rob. We're going to get started with this.
Are we going to do the teeth?
Well, I don't have any other time to do it, so I'm going to do it right now. All right. What I have here... Now, listen, I'm going to need your help.
It's a drugstore tooth whitening kit. What could possibly go wrong?
Look, this, Buzz, I paid $39 for this. What's this? Oh, it's a shave guide.
All you got to do is sign the release.
All right, hold on a second. Let me just see the manual. Rob, you're good at this.
Yes.
I'm going to give this to you.
Oh, thank you.
We have the the bowl, which is a super big gulp container.
Users.
And, Rob, I am waiting for your instructions. While you're looking through that,
yes.
I'm going to put
you
the
batteries.
You need
to put the AC Delco batteries into the tooth whitening.
Where do I put them
the
in?
The light. I don't know. Let me look in the keep out of reach of children,
all right,
et cetera, et cetera.
This is the Clear Action whitening light, tooth whitening system. And ever since Don started doing that, I love burping on the air, too.
It doesn't say how to do the battery. Is it the
Well, what do you mean?
What do I mean? It doesn't say.
But you just
never.
Here we are.
Yeah, see?
See?
So it does say.
See you?
Look at that diagram, and then you'll know what to do.
What the F am I supposed to do?
We're putting batteries.
Do I pull it like this?
Let me see the thing.
I don't want to break it before we start.
Don't do that.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to open the Clear Action whitening gel.
John, we need a Phillips head screwdriver.
Do we really?
We do.
Do we have one in the building?
Well, we
Someone should check upstairs. Rob, is there a chance somebody could say... Well, I don't think I have to...
I'm sure there's
Everything
something.
Is sealed.
It's sealed so tight.
For your protection. All right. What we're going to do, this is supposed to be less than an hour, and I'm supposed to be able to do this. All right. Put some music on in the background, Rob, so this doesn't appear to be too boring.
Tooth whitening music, if you have any.
No, I have some.
Buzz, Megan Mullally just, there was that high. I wasn't trying to get too sexy.
She's smart, she's funny, and you're right, she looks great in those gowns.
Cleavage, man.
You can't
really, she's got one of the best racks in television.
Can't argue with that cleavage.
You know what? Seriously, I say this all the time. Do you know what we do in the United States?
What are we?
Better than we do anything at all, we do packaging. That's what we do. This was made in the USA.
Well, it's all those lawsuits. But
anybody have a knife?
Leave that.
Yeah, I've got a.
I need a knife to get the. I'm not even. Not only can we get the batteries done, I can't even get the Clear Action gel open.
No wonder your teeth are so dark.
Here's a Swiss Army knife. Will that help?
No, I got it.
When did you enlist?
Get it with your teeth.
I wish we could do this. Hold on. I'm just peeling this off. Now, this is really when I think of the elderly that might want to wait there.
So, this is peroxide goo that you put on your teeth, and then you shine a little handheld battery-operated ultraviolet.
You heard what the dentist
light.
Said. The dentist really, I was listening to him very seriously.
He said your teeth won't fall out with this. Your teeth will be whiter for a day or two.
All right, hold on a second.
It's not as good as going to the dentist.
All right, I've got the clear gel. Rob, you're reading the instructions, even though before we get the batteries.
All right.
Rob was not paying attention. He was not listening to the instructions.
I was enjoying the music. Okay. The first thing you need to do is pour the Clear Action, registered trademark,
for it.
Preconditioning mouth rinse to the 2-teaspoon line of the handy dose cup.
Hey, I have two more batteries. Does he need two more batteries? Because it came with two more batteries.
This will,
Norman?
This mouthwash will strip the gum, the goo off your teeth.
All right.
What, rinse is it going to hurt
seconds.
Me?
No. Making sure to swish the liquid around in the mouth.
Yes. Well, now, do I do that prior to?
Yes. Yes.
We have other batteries here for you, John.
Or
what?
No, I'm sorry.
When it's not working?
I can't get it open. I can't find a screwdriver.
Oh, come on. Here's the screwdriver.
Oh, you got one?
When that
get here. All right. Here's the screwdriver. What else does it say, Rob?
You want to go to the 2-teaspoon line of the handy dose cup provided. Is there a dose cup over there? And is it handy?
Is this the dose cup?
Just use that big gold cup.
Well, wait a minute. I know we're doing something on the radio here, but I do want to do it properly.
Okay.
Try to have the rinse solution make contact with all of the teeth being whitened.
Yeah.
Do not swallow the rinse.
Ooh. Yeah, well, I knew that.
Okay, well, if you have no dose cup, just approximate.
Well, I know I have a dose cup, but it fell on the floor, and I'm just.
Well, you can approximate.
Why do we need the dose cup if I don't have the light? What's the point of doing the whole thing?
We're working on the light.
Yeah, we're in a radio station. We have tools. Why can't we get that open?
Plenty of tools.
Just put 2 teaspoons.
This is the type of thing that makes me want to yell at Joe.
Full of it in your mouth.
He's not even helping yet.
I understand.
Just put 2 teaspoons in your mouth. Put 2 teaspoons in your mouth and
swish and spit.
You can take it right out of the bottle.
But I mean, do I do this right? Here's the question.
Yes.
Am I supposed to do this right before the flashlight thing? I don't want to do any of this.
You do this before you put on the whitening gel.
Right.
2 teaspoons.
This is to clean your teeth, to strip them
clean.
All
right, here we go. Listen.
Thorough.
Don't swallow it, and it's 10 seconds now. Hold on.
Very thorough. Don't swallow it.
No, not yet. That was only 7 seconds.
Do one more.
God damn it.
Language. All right.
Is swishing?
No, well, I'll tell you when. He's swishing for 10 seconds. Your teeth are going to be beautiful. I've known you a long time. And go ahead now.
Jesus, Rob, how long am I supposed to... That was more than 10 seconds.
That was 8 seconds.
That was more than 10 seconds.
That was 8.
All right, what is the... Have you really paid it? You know, he is not paying attention.
He
is like Johnny Attention Deficit Disorder
today.
He's
also pushing buttons.
He's pushing buttons. Not now, Buzz. He's not pushing buttons now.
Step 2.
I mean, I do this for fun. I do this to share, but I also want it to work.
Step 2.
All right, step 2.
Calm down.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to calm
step
down.
Step 3.
Yes.
Apply the Clear Action Whitening Gel.
All right, does anyone have a compact?
You need
does anyone
really.
Have a mirror?
No. You know what, you can use the back of the CD.
All right, I'll use the back of the CD. And do I do this on just the front teeth?
I haven't read that far yet. You
well, why don't
mirror.
You go ahead and read?
All right, well, let's begin.
Let's go.
All right, apply Clear Action Whitening Gel to each tooth you'd like to whiten. So you don't have to put
you
them on.
You know something? If this works, rear the tooth, they ought to send me some money.
The recommended method for the application of the gel is... Oh, did you shake the bottle of gel?
When did they say shake? You're at the beginning, right? And you just skipped over it.
No. It said apply. It says shake it for 3 to 5 seconds before unscrewing the cap.
Stuff is gross.
Is it?
Is it working? The flashlight working? But Joe?
Almost.
Okay, good. Shake it.
Shake it for 3 to 5 seconds.
Shake it, man.
I know how to do this.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Time. Apply the gel to the one tooth at a time.
I think you should say time more violently.
Time!
All right.
If you need to re-dip the brush to complete the application, return the brush cap to the bottle.
What does it say to do with the brush? Just dip it in...
Dip it and apply it.
Dip it and paint it. It's like a nail polish brush.
Be sure to apply the whitening liquid to both the tooth surface and the harder-to-reach places between your teeth. When applying, allow 20 to 30 seconds for the gel to dry on your teeth before allowing your lips or tongue to touch your teeth.
Oh, no. Now, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, that's because
you didn't tell me that. F you, Rob.
You're looking
at you.
You look at me like...
I gotta yell from the other room. I'm going to do... Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to yell from the other room. You guys are going to have to come after just a second.
All right.
I want to do a second. Did it say not to touch it with the gum or the tongue?
I'm reading it in order. Don't you got to let it dry for 20 to 30 seconds for the gel to dry on your teeth before allowing your lips or tongue to touch your teeth.
Okay, you should see the faces Mike's making.
He's going into the, I guess he's heading to the bathroom.
So he can see what he's painting with his little tooth whitening brush as he puts this peroxide.
Mike is going into the bathroom.
On all of his teeth.
How's it going, Mike?
All right, Roger. The guy's making a leak to you that I don't know.
Who is that? We'll have to kick him out. I bet you they're electric guys, aren't they? How you gentlemen doing? Nice to have you in our home.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, Mike O'Mara right now is painting the whitening gel on his teeth and allowing it to dry for 20 to 30
seconds.
That's
right. God,
man.
What?
It burns.
It burns?
Yes,
it burns.
It burns.
Burns a little bit.
It does.
It's very, very strong peroxide.
If it didn't burn, it wouldn't work.
All right, here you go.
All right. How many teeth
does this flashlight work?
Almost.
Almost. Do you have all your teeth painted?
I'm going to put some more on.
Okay, how many teeth have you put it on?
I don't know, Rob. I can't even see.
Okay. So it'll come out striped.
Oh, look, he's putting it on his canine tooth.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
All the teeth are
dry. Wow, wow.
No, let it dry.
Hard.
Hello, Goo.
Now, what you... Hello, Bull. What America needs to know at this point is that he's got to sort of curl his lips back.
Yes.
I can't do that with the low ones that well.
But just try. Try the best.
His lips and tongue are not to touch his teeth while they're painted with this goo.
And you want to keep dipping the brush, and you may want to reshake the bottle in between dips.
Okay. This is really involved. Oh, hey, the flashlight works.
Yes.
Good. Okay, read ahead. I don't want to like put it on my teeth, Rob, and then have it all effed up. Okay. Do I get to rinse after this is over?
No.
You have to turn on the whitening light. Don't turn it on yet. Turn it off.
It won't turn off.
It's either on or off with the batteries.
Oh, okay. Hold the whitening light up to your front teeth and turn it on. Wait a second. Turn on the whitening light only after you have positioned it in front of your teeth.
Oh, I taste it, and this is gross. I think I'm going to get poisoned.
It's a little bitter, a little sour.
How long do I have to wait before my lips and tongue can touch?
It has to be dry.
No. I can't even tell if it's dry.
Yeah.
All I know is I know.
Okay, rest your lips around the rubber top of the light. Be conscious to let the light shine directly on your teeth. The light will stay on for 2 minutes and then shut off automatically. Okay, we got to wait for the light to cut off, I guess.
All right. Now, when do I get to... I can't talk properly unless I can use my lips. So I'd like to know if there's a chance that I could... I have to wait. How long do I have to wait for it to dry?
20 to 30 seconds for it to dry.
20 to 30 seconds? Yes. All right. Joe is struggling with the flashlight, but a flashlight at least is working.
Yeah,
right?
It's coming up.
Okay, I actually, it's in 20 or 30 seconds.
Sure,
right?
I think you could probably relax your lips because
okay,
it's dry.
Do you think that now I'm going to...
Yeah.
I can't tell it dry. What's like paint? I don't know if it's dry.
Okay, now...
I just try not to rub it
when
off.
When he's ready, he pushes the button and puts it on. Right.
And for how long?
For 3 minutes.
All right.
Or 2 minutes.
It'll turn itself
is this the button
off.
So wrap your lips around it and keep your lips around it for 3 minutes.
Okay. Hit the button.
And he's begun. Mm-hmm. It's on.
On?
Mm-hmm. It's on.
Okay.
Can't you tell by the blue light coming out of his ears?
I can't.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to talk. To fill in? Oh, John, we need a picture of this.
Oh, yes. Ah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still feeling discomfort?
Mm-mm.
No, good.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
A little discomfort.
So now Mike has wrapped his lips around the hard... Is it ultraviolet light that it shoots?
It is. Like you could get a tan with that, or stronger.
Okay, and that's... Mike has wrapped his lips around it, and he's waiting for it to cut off. Now, here's the good news that you're going to like.
There's good news.
Repeat steps 1 through 3 for a total of up to 20 applications.
I'm glad you waited until he had that in his mouth to tell him that.
But 20 times, and you're going to look like Farrah Fawcett. 20 times. You're halfway done. You're halfway done. Thank you.
Now remember us.
Why are you thanking me? Okay, thank you, too. Thank you, too. All right, we've got 42 seconds left.
As Mike explained earlier, it's very important that we have a good show, but also important...
Can I talk when I lift on the edge?
I think you should feel it. You've only got 30
more seconds. I don't want to feel it. I want to talk. This is a thing. I know I got saliva.
This was your idea. Wrap your lips.
I know it's my idea. I thought it would be a little easier, man.
Wrap your lips around that thing.
We're finishing up now. The time is done.
Oh, God.
Now, let's see your teeth.
Well, what about rinsing? What about getting it off my mouth?
it says that you can repeat steps 1 through 3 for a total of up to 20.
Well, we're not going to repeat it. Don't
God
think you're supposed to run. Right.
Occasionally, consumers may see a little whitening of the gums near the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be alarmed unless this is causing discomfort.
He has rinsed and spat.
If you experience any other irritation or discomfort...
Oh, here we go. Now he gets it. Now he tells me after the fact.
If you experience any other discomfort...
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, I thought this would be a nice, fun little thing to do.
I had fun.
While Dad is out.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. Let's feel his teeth.
Well, I mean, is it supposed to be immediate?
Let me see.
Hey, yeah, great. Nothing, right? Zero, zilch, nada, negatory.
To help the whitening system maintain the best results, we recommend that for the next 24 hours you avoid the following substances.
Yes.
Coke.
I
cola,
drink Diet Coke.
Coffee, tea, blue or blackberries, tobacco products, red wine, red sauces, mustard, ketchup.
Now, does that mean if I do any of that it's going to stain worse now?
No, that just helps maintain.
God, this is...
Right. You can only have colorless and odorless foods for the next 24 hours.
Well, I did my best. I might try it during one of the breaks.
For the best results, do not eat, drink, or smoke during applications.
Well, I'm not. How can you eat, drink, or smoke during an effing... I hate those directions.
That's why I was laughing. If you are pregnant, are you...
So they say... So if you do, it says on the box, it says in the commercial, 6 shades whiter in under an hour.
Well, you'd have to do 20 more applications. Or,
oh, God almighty.
You want to try another one?
Yeah, I could do it quickly, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to not be able to talk. I will be able to put my lips on this thing.
Right.
And do I have to do the rinse again?
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing? All right,
two
10
teaspoons,
seconds.
Right. I'll tell you when. One.
This is the tooth goo stripper. Leaves your teeth squeaky clean. You do this for 10 seconds. Vigorous swishing.
Time.
And then you spit. Like that.
Yeah. How's that taste?
It tastes like mouthwash. Okay, a little stronger mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to put the stuff on your teeth, the whitening. That's the.
All right. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk while I'm doing this.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also going to. This you can't use a CD for this. All right.
Can you go back to the bathroom with the electricians?
No.
This is like a nail.
I walk in and there's these strangers. There's a guy taking a leak in there. The door was open. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
He's an electrician.
All right.
You know the thing about electricians? You never find one when you need one.
What are they doing here? Are these the guys that are going to, like, leave us without power?
No, they're just going to get things fixed.
I'm putting this on right now.
I'm going to start the timer, and we're going to, in 30
right, go,
seconds.
Go ahead. Start.
Okay.
This is like a little fingernail polish brush.
Right. I'm just doing the top teeth. Oh, my God, that is disgusting.
It is a little bitter and sour.
Is it bitter?
Yeah, it's extraordinarily bitter.
And a little bit of a burner on the gum line, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And that could turn white, but that's okay.
You know, you can
but the gums could turn white. Is that what it says in the instructions?
Weren't you listening?
Yeah. I was a little under duress here trying to do this on the radio.
I didn't notice.
It's only bad... If it causes discomfort.
I love it when you're smug. All right. It's so fun when you are smug.
All right.
That's my favorite way to be.
I just don't think I did it right. I just pulled my lip. I pulled my lips over my
teeth. Yeah, but I'm sure it's dry by now.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Touch it with your finger. See if it's dry to the touch.
I don't understand the whole dry thing.
Well, you want to let it seep in and wear the enamel down.
Into the pores of your teeth.
And during the... You know what you're doing? When you're talking like this, you're actually talking like a ventriloquist. So your V becomes your D. So it's like, hey, I'd like to thank the listeners for calling in.
You also said,
all right, so 20 seconds.
Yeah, and you almost sound a little like Bruce Dern.
You can also get surgery to turn your V into a D.
Okay, now he's terrific.
All right, thank you.
Okay, it started. All right.
All right, it's starting right now. I've got it. I can actually see it in my mouth when I'm able to talk.
What?
Sure.
I've got it put in there. I'm not using it on my bottom teeth, so I can actually move my bottom jaw.
Like
so that now what I'm able to do is actually have a decent conversation with you guys, because I really felt like I was leaving you out to dry there, you know? I didn't want to do that.
Joe, why are you playing with the alarm? Why are you doing that? Why? That's the first time I've yelled at Joe. You wouldn't come in here with the
washers.
You wouldn't come in here with the washers in here and do that, would you? Would you?
No.
All right, here we go. Exactly.
Even as we speak, Mike.
And Joe, you're trying this next if you want to.
Mike,
but I tell you right now, I'm not going to give it exactly the 5-star recommendation. Not the way it's doing right now.
No.
You know what I'm experiencing right now? Gum burn and bitter taste.
Mike has got the...
Where to go? I'll be effing sterile at the end of this.
The plastic ultraviolet light, he's got that back in his mouth again.
Thank you. Yes, I had the plastic up. Did the light go off?
It's like talking to...
It'll beep. No. And don't stare into the light.
Don't stare.
Carol Ann!
It's like
talking. Stay away from the light.
You know, it's funny.
It is.
When Geronimo comes in and does funny shows all the time, I got to do these effing carnival shows. I always got to come in with some silly Martha Stewart crap.
You're Frost the Bear.
It is like Frost the Bear was.
This is like talking to a character from South Park. You've got that mumbling.
It really sounds more like Dennis Murphy. I just think by doing it twice, we can give it a little more of a college try.
Do you think Dennis ever used this product?
I don't think Dennis ever used, floss or a brush, much less this product.
You're going to have the tannest gums in town.
Yeah.
Chocolatey brown.
So it says it can turn the gums white, right?
Well, just slightly. But it's only bad if it causes discomfort.
It's temporary. It's just the peroxide.
Yeah, you know, it's something that's going to hit me at about... Is it soft yet?
No, blue.
No.
It's probably something that's going to hit me
in
my
mouth.
Keep in your mouth.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Now, do I rinse?
You can rinse now.
I'd like to rinse. Thank you. Rinse. You cannot eat pizza. All right. Hold on.
Over at Crohn's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe. God. Endorsed by Liz Crenshaw.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Let's see. Well, you know, I think your front teeth are whiter.
You really do.
Than the ones beside them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. Look at Buzz.
You know why?
There's a greater
because the ones beside him are fake.
Oh, is that
I got them knocked out playing hockey.
Only natural teeth will accept this bleach.
I got them both playing hockey, and I have bonding on there.
Now your teeth look like the NBC peacock. They're all different colors.
No, Buzz, come on. Everybody's being trying to be checky green, and nobody's, you know.
No.
I'm just trying. I really wanted this to work.
It's going to work.
I do this, just like, I'd like our listeners to know, Rob, when I do this, just like when I cook for them.
Right.
I'm trying to make their lives better.
Hunter Tylo says it works.
All right, hold on. Let me spit. All right.
Let's see.
There you go. Anything? Really? You notice a difference?
On the mic, Buzz.
Really? Buzz says he noticed a slight difference.
I've not looked at your before picture yet, and I didn't study your teeth before. But
the fake ones are
not going to take color.
No, they're
well
not going to take it as well.
The natural
teeth. They're not going to take it well.
So what you get is greater contrast. The white teeth look whiter, and the not so white teeth look.
Your gums are still pink, though.
Less white.
I might actually give it a whirl.
Rob, above that front right tooth, is that a fissure?
Thank you, Buzz. Ass. Go back.
It always goes
Thanks,
out,
Leroy.
Goes out on a laugh.
All right. I don't know whether this is going to work, but I can do it. I don't have to do it like sequentially. I don't have to do it like one right after the other.
No,
right?
No.
I can do this at my own. I might take it home.
Because five pills is a hassle.
And, hey, Joe, you know how I said we both use this? That's really not sanitary. You know what I mean? It's my mouth, your mouth. It'd be like if we were kissing or something like that.
I know.
That'd be funny. I don't think that. Yeah, it would be funnier, John, but I don't think it's going to work out that way.
Well, the peroxide will kill the germ.
I don't. You know what's amazing? I don't know that anyone has called that has actually experienced using this thing. This probably the best way to do it is to go ahead and you know, use the plates or the little trays that they have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, busy.
Ask for the strong stuff when you go to the dentist.
Hello, Don and Mike. Joe? So you're on the air. This is Mike. It's not Joe.
Oh, sorry. Can you use the remainder of that stuff for some anal bleaching?
All right. See, everybody's trying to be a comedian, and I have had my fill.
Can you?
Let me just weigh in here. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other warnings that you might not have alerted me to? They always put those at the very end.
I think I read most of the warnings.
Whitening light foods that clean foods that stain.
Unfortunately, Mike was going home for wine and blackberries tonight.
Clear Action does not whiten dental work such as crowns, caps, fillings, or veneers.
Yeah, right.
It will not harm dental work and only whitens natural teeth. The boy getting on fabric or clothing will not just drooled all over.
You're wearing light colors, so you'll be all right.
Rob, it says here on my computer an error occurred and I have to do something.
Arrow was using that product.
I think it might. I might try it again. Do you think you notice no difference whatsoever?
Maybe a little. I'd have to see the hit the okay.
Okay. I hit it. Now it says Neo Screener, and then I just shut it up. This thing, I'm not having a good time.
You started the show loving that.
It says enter my name.
Oh, I can do that. Hold on.
Okay. He's going to enter his name. We have a little issue with the phones. Maybe I can still take a call while you're doing that. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, have you noticed that the fortunate side effect of you applying that stuff to your teeth while you're on the air is that you sound like William Devane?
William Devane. Are you insane?
Did they have a bigger box that he could have bought?
I'd just like to say that Bill Devane would never go through this process. His are all artificial. He bought his color. Ass hat, thank you very much.
We
have
break.
To break.
We should.
Do you think I should really give this one more college try?
Well, I vote yes.
I'm actually going to go into the bathroom, and I'm going to give it one legitimate try during the break.
Okay.
We will come back. Buzz has some entertainment news for us, and I will let you know how my fabulous pearly yellows
are doing when we come back.
I vote yes. You vote yes?
I vote yes.
I'll give it a try. I bought the stuff. It cost me $40. Of course, I'm going to try it.
If the electricians are on board, it's unanimous.
Someone said, you know, and it was, incidentally, for the electrician that I saw your penis, I sincerely apologize. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear these rumors that President Bush is drinking again? Have you heard this? I mean, it's frightening. I'm not sure it's true. It's probably not, but I'm telling you. take a look at this. Take a look.
I had stood up here a year ago and one of my many...
Something else I want to tell you. Did you hear these rumors that President Bush is drinking again? Have you heard this? I mean, it's frightening. Well, I'm not sure it's true. It's probably not, but I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
Take a look at this. Take a look.
I had stood up here a year ago. And one of my many press conferences and told you that in the next year I make this prediction to you that over 10 million Iraqis, including many Sunnis, will vote for a permanent government. I think he probably is Barry Lewis again.
Don and Mike Show. They are the codeine in your cough syrup. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
YouTube alert. The Don and Mike Show YouTube TV spot will air twice, we are told, by the land of views. Twice this Sunday, November 5th, once during the NFL on Fox pregame between 12:05 and 12:55, and once during the Family Guy that same night between 9 and 9:30 p.m. Both shows air locally here on WTTG Fox 5. Now, you won't be able to see that around the country. That's just for the local affiliate. That's the homemade TV commercial that we are very excited about finally seeing on the air. That's, you know, that's what we're told by Michael Hughes.
Keep it and trade it with your friends. And this is from our YouTube contest where listeners actually made commercials for the show.
So locally here in Washington, D.C., that is a TiVo alert.
And that information is on the website.
That's on the website. And we do hope that everybody checks that out. That's this coming Sunday, right, Rob? We're
going to
be on WTTG Fox 5. On the pregame show, 12:05 to 12:55, and once during the Family Guy, that's between 9 and 9:30 Sunday night on Fox 5 right here in Washington, D.C. So we're very excited.
Yeah.
And listen, I always have to put a little caveat up there, a little warning.
Sure.
This is what we were told by Michael Hughes.
So I'm told.
But as far as I'm concerned, the Family Guy is not playing in a World Series game, and the Fox pregame show is going to go on unless there's some major disaster.
I would think so.
Something happened to Kurt Menefee.
Yes. Keep your fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm here by my one today. My partner is home under the weather.
Right.
2 days after the flu shot. We discussed whether it might be a reaction to that. I don't know what it is.
He'll
tell you all about it. He's coming back in tomorrow.
Right.
We wish Don the very, very best of luck in getting well soon.
Well, Mike is allergic to tooth whitener.
I swear to God, I think I might be.
Is that the flu shot?
I'm not sure, but I think... did I get anything anywhere?
No.
All right, John, you want to come in and take the after picture, and I'll look at you, Rob. Here we go.
Okay.
I did it twice during the commercial break.
Wow. Manly man.
This is the whitening light that I had. It's a rather serious ordeal you have to go through. I don't know how much of the crap I ingested, but Buzz, you have your bright light on now, and Johnny's going to take a picture, and Johnny, I don't know if there'll be any difference. Same like angle as the other one. I have to get away from the microphone.
I can do it twice, but I have to nap in between. There you go.
There it is. Do you see any discernible difference in the photograph, John? You can't tell looking
at it now, but I'll go put them up the website.
Right.
We'll be able to tell better.
Maybe we get it back from photo.
Buzz, I know you got some news for us, but I was feverishly scrambling through my computer today, and I came up with a site that gave me some sexual trivia. And of course, I did think of you.
Let's go there.
I mean, they just had a couple in here. I just want to give you a few that were kind of interesting sex trivia, and I'll try to dance around the restrictions as best I can. I think I'll be all right with this.
Dance.
Every day, how many couples around the world have sex?
Wow.
I will tell
you
that
around the world.
I'll tell you that it is over 1 million.
I will say 18 million.
You're way off.
I
like another guess?
I'd like to try. Let me say 100 million.
You're close. 200 million couples around the world have sex
How many individuals?
That's about over 2,000 couples at any given moment.
Uh-huh. Not in my house.
Now, that is a fascinating guess. So how you doing with that? And what are you calling Carrie's breasts again?
Oh, her magnificent breasts? What were we calling them yesterday?
The twins, not the twins. That's
the eggs.
The eggs. How are the eggs doing?
They're good.
And Rob informed me that it'll be another one of his fabulous weekends solo flying.
Unsullied by the human touch. And what's great is that teacher work days is in the Fairfax County.
Right.
So the kids and Carrie are gone Friday to Wednesday.
Friday, Wednesday.
I want to be
separate but equal. The Spiewak marriage, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we write, we email, we're in touch.
Hey, and you get along well, like during the hour or two per week when you're together, right?
Yes, and my kids, their names escape me right now, but they're good too.
All right, Buzz, here's your second one here.
All right.
This is easy. I think you ought to get this one. Women are most likely to want to have sex when?
Never.
I'm not talking about personal experience, Buzz.
I'm going to say evening.
No.
No.
When they are ovulating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when they're the horniest.
Yes, that's when they're actually trying to, you know, further the species and all that good stuff.
Me too.
All right. Now, this is easy. All right. What percentage of women over the age of 80 still have, you know, get jiggy with it, either with their spouse or boyfriend? Can you say that, Rob? Can I say that? That full word right there? Sexual intercourse.
We all feel dirty.
We all feel better now. I'm going to say 30%.
You nailed it.
What?
I know some 80-year-olds.
Of all the ones he got
that one. 30% of women over the age of 80 still have sexual intercourse either with their spouses or boyfriends.
Do they make it to 81?
No, I don't believe they do. But I will tell you, mosquitoes, which mate in the air, perform a sex act that lasts how long, Buzz? On average.
I'm going to say 10 seconds.
You're close, 2 seconds.
Ah.
All right. Women with a PhD or women with a bachelor's degree.
Oh, I thought PhD.
Who are more likely to be interested in a one-night stand?
The PhD.
Well, now, why the more educated? Why would you think that? You got that right away.
Because all the studies I've read show that the more educated you are, the more sexually perverted you are.
All right, just a couple more here. This is easy. Look at number one sexual act desired by heterosexual men.
Oh, well, that would be that special favor.
A Monica, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as far as sex on the first date, what women in what country have sex most often on the first date?
I'm going to say Turkey.
No. Think English speaking.
The United States.
No.
No.
Australia.
Australia.
Oh, they love it.
Man. Yeah, you're many trips to Australia, Rob.
Yeah, I almost went once.
Crocodile Spiewak.
Hence the name down under.
All right. What country leads the world in condom use?
I'm going to say China.
Japan. Very close.
Oh.
Like cosmetics, they are also sold door-to-door by women.
Yeah, ding-dong.
Yeah. That to me would be kind of fun. All right, I have two more.
Was ding-dong the doorbell or the salesman?
Uh-huh. There are a bunch of these. All right. The word avocado comes from a Spanish word, aguacate, which is derived from an Aztec word, ajatucate, which means what? And actually, in a long about roundabout way, avocado is another way of saying what?
A woman's daisy.
No.
No?
Rob, you want to guess?
A breast.
Testicle.
Yeah. Guacamole.
Who wants guacamole? And that's it. That's just a few. And I know you've got some stuff for us, Buzz. We'll have more sex trivia. There are about 30, 40 of these.
It's fun to learn.
Can I turn off the theme to real sex now?
Oh, man. It just says here what the Romans. Yeah, go ahead. Turn that music off. It says what the Romans would do.
The Romans were very bad.
The Romans were bad people.
Did it involve a helmet?
Yeah, no, it involved. It's pretty obvious what they would do to a first-time rapist. And it involves two stones and crushing.
Oh, wow.
Man. Yeah, not fun at all.
Wow, that's severe.
Yeah. I think I saw that last night in Saw 3. All right, Buzz Burbank, what do you have? I know you got the packet. What do you have for entertainment?
Well, as you know, the NBA season officially opened last night. And guess who is one of the biggest NBA fans in the world? The excitement's kind of faded in this country. So, well, like on a worldwide basis, maybe Kim Jong-il, because he's so tall.
Oh, right, NBA. Shaq, Kobe Bryant,
it's a height envy thing, I think. He loves the NBA.
Why doesn't he just move over here?
He watches it on pirated TV signals since his own state-run television doesn't allow.
Why don't we give the dude like a giant castle somewhere and like, you know, give him everything he wants? Give
like
him all
where?
The models, the supermodels. And put him in a hill. Put
like
him on
Montana?
A hill somewhere. Yeah.
A guy in the front office.
Buy some land out in Iowa or something like that.
A guy in the front office for the Detroit Pistons, Tony Ronzoni, Irish fella, says
Ronzoni Sonoboni.
He's a good boy.
Hey, how you doing? Out is up in heaven. Take a nice poop.
He's been to North Korea three times to conduct the coaching clinics at the request of Kim Jong-il. He says that guy is a huge fan, that he's addicted to the NBA. Kim tried once to get Tony to take North Korea's best player back to the U.S. to play with the NBA, but because we don't allow trade with enemy countries, that deal never came off.
Who'd have thunk a Kim Jong-il NBA fan?
He loves it.
I missed one here, Rob. You know, up until 1884, a Victorian-era woman
yes.
could be sent to prison for denying her husband sex.
And why did they do away with that one?
I don't know. Back when Rob would call that a perfect world.
Perhaps prison overcrowding.
Absolutely.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Have you heard about this? And
no.
The spat he's having with his mom?
No, I have not.
His mother is running for political office, and she's been using Drew's name in her campaign ads. And Drew has now hired a lawyer to make her stop.
So they're like estranged or something like
the
that?
The lawyer says that Drew's relationship with his mother is virtually non-existent.
Oh, that's
Don't
sad.
Trouble that boy. He is on my fantasy team.
Oh, I saw Anna Nicole Smith. Did you see that interview
yes.
today? You know, I don't know what this reporter, whether he was serviced by her or what,
God,
but it's that entertainment guy that comes
yeah.
on, the Entertainment Tonight guy that comes on the Today
right.
Show,
mm-hmm.
and he says... what was the direct question? It was either Matt or Meredith that said, did you notice that she might have been medicated when you interviewed her? He said, no, she's just in a great deal of pain. I'm like, what? And then I see the interview when she's still doing the,
like my body.
Yeah. And she's completely wasted. What was he looking at? I think they get interviews like that when they agree to totally softball it and not give her a hard time. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for her. She's lost her son and all that.
Right.
But she was the same Anna Nicole. It was
yeah.
kind of whack.
And she's in the Bahamas. She's got newspaper taped over all her windows, and she has pneumonia.
And she's with her husband, Howard Stern. I always like saying that. Anna Nicole. That's the guy's name,
yeah,
right?
But they're not a husband. They just had a commitment ceremony.
Oh, that's right.
They're not legally wed.
On a yacht like the day after her son
and
died.
And she wore a bikini.
Little bitty bikini. Believe me, I do feel sorry for her circumstances, but she was wasted
she's
during
mad.
That interview. She's completely medicated.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something else along the fact that she's holding up really. She's a fighter.
Yeah.
And they cut to this scene where she's just going.
I do remember one thing they said is she's holding up rather well. Despite extreme emotional and physical pain.
Yeah, yeah. So she's
apparently. She looked at her, she's a mess.
Said she was in bed with an ice pack. Aren't we? We're just like celebrity stalkers, aren't
yeah.
we? Was that the only part of today's show that you were 2 inches from the television with? It's the only thing that was interesting.
She still looks pretty
she
good.
She had
though.
Ice on her back. I'm not sure whether she threw
still
it out or
pretty
what.
Good, though.
She does look hot. She does.
She's a good looking dancer.
Next to Bob Barker retiring for My Money, this is the entertainment story of the week. The late Hollywood star Jimmy Stewart, the much beloved, everybody loves.
Rob and I actually do Dueling Stewarts. You know that. I mean, Rob. No, here's a little show history for you.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people might not know the fact that a million years ago, when Don and I started doing this show, there was a little boy out of the suburbs of Virginia
yes.
that used to call every Christmas and do his impression of Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life.
Very
you,
true.
Sadly, are you aware of that?
Yes, and sadly, he did not survive.
He did not survive.
He passed away in a tragic fire.
Yes.
But
in a bus accident.
I was trained to replace him.
Yes, and Rob used to call and just say, I'll lasso the moon for you, Mary.
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
See, and I think he does it better than
well,
I do.
Well, listen to this story. James Stewart was forced to regularly visit whorehouses by his Hollywood studio boss to prove to the press and to the public that he's not gay.
He's a fag.
But he was long time married, right? He wasn't gay, right?
Well, you never know from that.
Tell me what the one with the blonde, what's she worth?
I'm just wondering, how much do you charge for an around the world?
That's the one I wanted. He wins, that's
go.
The term I wanted, that cat house term from Nevada. Yeah, the around the world.
New biography says MGM executive producer Louis B. Mayer believed that actors over the age of 25 were single.
Louis B. Mayer.
Because they were closet homosexuals.
Now, we're all over the place now because Rob and I are doing Howard Da Silva in Mommy Dearest, who is Louis B. Mayer.
Sit down, Joe.
I insist.
And
you will leave. We'll part as friends.
Louis B. Mayer, this Hollywood mogul, actually set up a house of ill repute next to the studio for the very purpose of weeding out gay actors.
I'm going to shoot the Western at 5, and then I'm off to the cat house.
to get a Hummer.
Now, Jimmy,
get it done, Jimmy.
Jimmy Stewart didn't want to do hookers. He was raised Presbyterian in the Midwest.
But not gay.
But he had no choice. According to his manager, said, you have no choice. You have to do
this. You know, I never would have thought. I mean, a lot of actors you can look at and go, hey, maybe Jimmy Stewart is one guy that was all American. I mean, it would be the same way I would react if somebody said Tom Hanks was gay.
I agree.
Don't think of him as being gay, but of course, Louis B. Mayer, you will go to the whorehouse and you will like it.
The thing about Jimmy Stewart is he had a long-running marriage with Gloria, but he married later in life. I think it might have been even after the war.
Gloria, we want the kid and the gun. All right, yes, go ahead, Buzz.
Actor Alec Baldwin wants off the job as narrator of Arnold Schwarzenegger's documentary. It's actually about Arnold, not by him.
You know what they're doing with Arnold? I don't mean to interrupt you, Buzz, but they're actually, I watched the West Coast feeds, when I got a call today that I had to do a little radio show and I wanted to catch up. And they're actually now using ads out in California. A lot of people have seen these where Arnold is not even speaking. And it's brilliant.
Really?
Because they're really good political ads about how progressive he is and how bipartisan he is. And then at the end, they show his big mouth of teeth. Yeah. And you think he's going to say something. And then just a little paid for by Schwarzenegger for governor.
Wow.
And he doesn't say a word. And I think that is brilliant.
John Kerry should have tried that.
Oh, that's for sure. Ask Pat.
Alec Baldwin says the filmmakers of this documentary, Running with Arnold, went too far by including images of Nazi rallies.
Am I just paying attention more today, or do you normally have your fluorescent light on?
No, we have it turned on so I can read the fine print.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're all aging. I got time for one more, Buzz.
All right. The argument has been settled. The father of Madonna's newly purchased baby is so happy with the arrangement, he went out and slaughtered a goat.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, really?
Today, we can finally close the book on all this nonsense. At least once a day, a new interview with this guy, this father, pops up someplace, and he's always saying conflicting things. One day he's happy that Madonna adopted his son. The next day he's mad because he says she tricked him and back and forth. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But today we can put it to rest. Yohani is the father's name. He is cool with the adoption, he says. In fact, so much so, he says he proudly slaughtered a goat to celebrate the occasion with his family.
There we go. I slaughtered a goat to celebrate the adoption of my little son. He's going to be a wealthy man riding horses in the English countryside.
That's the goat.
There it is. Yes, and it was a very dangerous. Well, they're huge over there.
Massive.
I mean, they have lots of parties. I don't even know what I was going to say. They have big problems with their goats. All right. Oh, my.
What does that mean?
That music can mean only one thing.
What?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as I found out I was popping in here to do this today, I thought that what better way for me to enjoy life and also build a bridge, as it were, to bring my good friend and good buddy, and incidentally, for those of you that are curious about such things, we're getting along better than we ever have.
I noticed that.
And that's why I've chosen this man to come in and be the recipient of your humor. Yes, when we come back, it's Make Joe Artinger Laugh.
Yay!
Rob, how many minutes will we put on the clock?
I think we will put 10 minutes on the clock.
You will have 10 minutes to call in and make Joe laugh. Not all of us. It's just Joe.
Just Joe.
It's you. It's Joe Artinger. The potential for disaster greater than that of whitening my teeth.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I think the key here is simplicity.
You think it's going to be ratings bonanza?
I think so.
I think you're dead wrong. We're going to bring Joe in here and try to make him laugh.
We're going to give away $100.
Yes, $100.
We're going to try.
If someone does this. We haven't had a lot of success lately. Did anybody make John Norman laugh?
John, I don't think made you laugh, did they?
Norman!
Nope. Hey, we'll see if the string continues. Make us laugh. If you think you've got something that is going to slay Joseph Artinger, we'll give you an opportunity, and we'll be right back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Michael Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Rob?
Yes?
My gums hurt.
I told you not to do that.
And my stomach's upset.
Oh, dear.
Any blood?
And I'm bleeding. No, it just feels odd.
Okay.
Do you see any difference after a little time has passed or none?
It looked better when Bugs had the fluorescent lights on.
It's not working. I might seriously bring it home tonight and try it. I guess you could do it as many times as you want.
20 times.
So you start to gag.
20 times.
Start gagging and flopping on the floor. YouTube alert, YouTube alert. This comes from directly from Michael Hughes to Rob Spiewak.
Via Max Dugan.
Via Max Dugan. Oh, there, he spoke to a Max Dugan today. The Don and Mike Show YouTube TV spot. We're there twice this Sunday. Excuse me. I'm talking through my teeth.
Yes.
It's on November 5th. Once during the NFL on Fox pregame between 12:05 and 12:55. And once during the Family Guy between 9 and 9:30 p.m. If you just tuned in, that is our YouTube homemade, done in a basement, done in a garage commercial with Don with a cowl and me with the clutch cargo mouth.
Right.
J.R. Tolkien, is that what they turn me into?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
J.R.R. Tolkien. They turn me into that at the end. Both shows on WTTG 5, Fox 5. Tune in and be part of the excitement. If you want to see the YouTube ad and you haven't seen it on YouTube, it should be very, very exciting.
That's
and
great.
And one just before we get to Joe, Rob, just one very brief thing about Halloween, because I know we're going to be, it's going to be too late if I don't talk about it today. The one thing I did, I got home very late, and we were out of trick-or-treaters, and we were putting the candy out on the stoop because we were going out to dinner, and we were actually going to just sit there and leave about a full bowl, a big bowl of candy out on the stoop, and we're getting ready
for
to
one
go.
Kid.
And we're going out, to the car, and just as we're about to walk out of the back kitchen, I hear the doorbell ring, and I said, oh, man, I'll get a chance to see at least one group of trick-or-treaters because I wasn't with my kids that night, and I wanted to get the whole thing with. So, I mean, really, in 5 seconds, I bust ass to the door, and the light was on, and I walk out in front, and every single candy bar with one door, and I don't know why they rung, you know, they rang the doorbell, and a mother is sitting there with these little kids who have obviously, like, three kids stuffed all of their candy, and she goes, oh, I guess, and she looks at her kids. And she looks at her kids and she goes, oh, I guess you guys are busted. And I'm like, come on. What kind of etiquette is that? You know?
Yeah.
Standing right next to the kid, you know the mother had to say, oh, grab it all.
You know why they
grab it
the,
all.
You know why they rang the bell?
Yeah?
Let you know you're out of candy.
That's probably
and
true.
And that's why you're the only person with Jim Webb signs on your block.
Thank you very much, Joe. And that's when I hit them all with high-powered hose. That's great. Got especially a fire hose attachment on my house. Knocked them all.
And they said, look, Mommy, his teeth are so white.
We'll come back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you asked for it. You got it. It's 10 minutes on the clock.
Right.
Your chance to get on the line, to get on the air, and make Joe laugh for $100. If you successfully can make Joe laugh, you will be the big winner. Joe, are you ready for this?
I'm ready to laugh.
It was, well, you don't necessarily have to be ready to laugh. It has to be honest. Rob can laugh, I can laugh, Buzz can laugh, but you really have to think this is funny in order to win this person, whoever they may be, the $100.
I'm often accused of not being the listener's friend, but may I offer some advice?
Please, please, Rob.
Know your audience.
Yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. That's a very smart piece of advice, but I don't think people will be bright enough to understand it. Let's get right to it with our first caller. Hello, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Joe.
Yes.
How do you circumcise a West Virginian?
I don't know.
You kick his sister in the chin.
That has not gotten a laugh. That is our first call. Disappointment. Let's go to another one. And, Rob, you will be keeping the time on this?
Yes.
Very good. You're next on Make Joe Laugh. Make Joe Laugh. Go ahead.
Joe.
Yes.
What do you call the useless piece of skin that's around the vagina?
I don't know.
Oh, I've heard this one.
A woman.
Yeah. Nope. No reaction from Joe. No reaction from anybody. Let's go. Make Joe Laugh.
Hey, Joe, you know much about computers?
What's that?
Do you know much about computers?
A little.
Why do you use an Ethernet?
I don't know.
To catch the Ether Bunny.
Mm. Oh, he's bending over, sir.
I'm sure that broke up your second-grade daughter.
Absolutely falling on the ground laughing. Hello, you're next. Make Joe laugh. Please. I'm beginning to get a low-grade headache. I don't know if it's the teeth whitening. Go ahead.
9 minutes.
Okay, hi, Joe.
Hi.
What's the difference between a freshly used women's private part and a pizza?
I don't know.
It's considered acceptable to eat the crust on the pizza.
Oh, dear. He smiled. There might have been worm sign there.
I smiled out of
pity.
Pity.
Very good. Hello, you're next. Make Joe laugh. Hello.
What did Helen Keller do when she fell in the well?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
She screamed so loud her hands almost fell off.
Oh, God. No, not even told right. That's no. That's a variation on a better joke. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Rob smiling.
Hey, what do you call Nicole Richie with a yeast infection?
I don't know.
A breadstick.
God.
Not even.
No.
What?
Hello, you're next. Make Joe laugh. Go ahead.
I can make Joe laugh.
Oh, confidence. Let's see what happens.
A man is in a bar, and he's in the urinal. Next to him is a short man, and he thinks he's found a leprechaun. So he says,
I'm terribly sorry. That falls into the category of too long to make Joe laugh. Hello, you're next. Make Joe laugh.
What's that?
Sorry, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Well, he could have won on a technicality.
Why'd you call? Yes, that doesn't count.
Right.
Doesn't idiot no moves like that don't count. Now he'll call back and go, I won technically.
Yeah, laughing at stupidity doesn't count.
Hello, you're on the air. Make Joe laugh. You, sir. Yes, it's you.
Joe.
Yes.
What does a phone screener for a big-time radio show use for birth control?
I don't know.
His personality.
Oh, God, not funny.
But he customized it.
Hello, make Joe laugh. Didn't help.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, screw the jokes. Just laugh. I'll split the money with you, and we'll double our weekly income.
That
he smiled.
I don't count.
He got a strong smile on that.
I don't count.
See, now, that guy was tracking right.
Yeah, he was
originality.
Tracking right with me.
Uh-huh.
That made me chuckle a bit. Hello, Donna Maestro. Make Joe laugh.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
What's the only real way Mike is going to lose any pounds?
I don't know.
If he marries an English girl without a prenup.
Oh, God damn.
God, that was difficult.
That was struggling.
Yeah. Don't make me think.
Yeah.
Reach. This isn't make Joe think. It's make Joe laugh.
Hello, you're next.
Sometimes they're the same.
Not at Mike's show. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
That's his name.
What's the last thing Jesus said to his disciples at the last
supper? Sir, I'm gonna let you start again. Start again.
What's the last thing that Jesus said to his disciples at the last supper?
I don't know, weasel, what?
If you want to get in the picture, get on this side of the table.
That's horrible.
That is not funny.
If you want to get in the picture.
Picture, thank you. Hello, you're next on the Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, little Mikey said, Dad, when you die and go to, you go feet first and
Wait a minute, we had dropping cell phone, we had a stutter step. What is it?
You,
start again.
You
I will
let him start again.
I will allow that, absolutely.
I said, little Daddy, when you die.
Oh, I'm sorry, terrible cell phone. You're out of there. Hello, you're next. Make Joe laugh.
Hey Joe, I'd love to make you laugh, but I gotta run home and put some water in Rob's mommy's dish.
Wait a minute.
That's just mean.
Was that
your mother?
How?
Is that an Otis joke? Is it big about my poor mama?
No, you don't attack Rob's mother. No.
That's not right.
Bitch on wheels.
Hello.
I'll tell you what.
You're next. Make Joe laugh. What was that?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Adam and Eve are making love in the Garden of Eden. And then when they're done, Eve goes into the water to go wash off. And the Lord says unto Adam, what'd you let her do that for? Now we'll never get the smell out of those fish.
Oh, dear. Okay. You know what was almost funny about that?
Is that he had a little bit of a voice like that.
I'm really glad he took time to call on his way for the adenoid operation.
Joe, we've gone through the bank a couple of times, and we're starting up at the top again. Hello, you're next. Make Joe laugh on the Donna Mike Show.
You can go to school, get an education, do your homework, make yourself smart, or you can end up as a caller of the Donna Mike Show.
Is that a variation on the John Kerry thing?
I believe it is.
Trying to be topical, it missed horribly.
It did.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, how do you stop a little black kid from jumping on the bed?
Here we go. It's our first racial joke of the day.
I don't know.
You put Velcro on the ceiling.
Old, horrible, not funny. I'm sorry. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Stinky tin. You can put your weed in it. Toodaloo, ass.
That's it. I love it. You know what I really enjoy?
The
I like
performance
it when we get the improvisational comedy.
Yeah. Catchphrases.
Yeah. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Laugh.
It's like sometimes they're just so bad. See, I can laugh because they're so bad.
Right. It's like interpretive dancing.
What? Rob has something to say.
4 minutes.
Hi, you're next. Make Joe laugh. Oh, nobody's on the air yet. Hello. Make Joe laugh. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, Donnie Mike. You know how the blind carny folk read the braille, the bumps work around the nipple? With their gums.
I think we all have to stop and maybe appreciate that. Do you have the crickets?
Occasionally
we do have the crickets during that. They're hard to find sometimes.
Oh, it's worth it, though.
That's for you, sir. Enjoy that. Yes. All right, we couldn't find them. Ah, there they are. Those sound different. Those are gentle crickets. Help me get that. Yeah, you're next. Make Joe laugh on the Donna Mike Show.
Leo Dono.
Alrighty.
Hey. Alrighty, yes, take your time.
3 minutes.
Oh, they're 3 minutes, sir. You must hurry now.
Hey.
Hey.
Don Geronimo and Diana Ross were sitting at an award ceremony.
I will not accept jokes about my boss when he's not here. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
It is a good story, though.
You are next. Go ahead, make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe, what did the leper say to the prostitute?
Don't know.
Keep the tip.
Old. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Make Joe laugh. We're moving through them rapid fire now. Go ahead.
Joe, how you doing? Hey, Joe.
Jeez, you know what? Hold on. I have to tell you, when you ask that question, Joe is in the middle of an enormous yawn. So that's how it's going so far. Go ahead.
No.
Get to it.
Okay. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Don't know.
Because it was dead.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Joe. Not working.
That guy calls in every time we play this game.
Yes, the monkey joke. Hello, you're next on Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Dead monkey joke.
Dead monkey joke.
Dead monkey joke.
That me.
Yes, you.
Hey, Joe, you know why Jesus doesn't eat M&M's?
No, I don't know.
They fell through the holes in his hands.
Nothing. I'm looking at him. I was checking it out. And usually I don't look at him if I'm laughing, but nobody was laughing.
Right. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Make Joe laugh. You're next. Go ahead.
Why did the Frenchman grow a mustache?
I don't know.
Because it reminded him of his mother.
God.
Oh, I bet she is so fat.
Lovely effort, though. Yes, you're next.
And ugly.
Make Joe laugh. And Rob, when we get the 1 minute mark, I want it loud.
You'll get it.
Go ahead. Yes, you turn your radio down. Yes, go ahead, turn your radio down. Yes, make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe, how do you give a blind queer a thrill?
I don't know.
You put a plunger in the toilet.
Oh, God. Oh, no, please, someone make Joe laugh.
Is that me?
It's you, sir.
All right, hey, Joe, why do Marines have 4 more brain cells than horses?
What?
Why do Marines have 4 more brain cells than horses?
I don't know.
So they know not to poop during the parade.
One minute!
John Kerry checking in, everybody.
Oh, dear, wait a minute. Exit that. There we go.
That's mean. No jokes about our military.
Yes, come on now. Stop that crap. Hello, you're next on Don and Mike with Make Joe Laugh. Go ahead.
Joe.
Yes.
What is the difference between meat and fish?
Don't know.
If you beat your fish, you'll kill it.
Hello. I'm not laughing. No, I'm not. Hello. Don and Mike. Didn't laugh, huh? Don and Mike show.
You didn't see that coming?
I probably did. Make Joe laugh. I'm sorry. I'm lightheaded due to the teeth whitening.
So to speak.
Yes, go ahead, sir. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, you smoking an ear lately? Ear.
I'm terribly sorry. No, it didn't make any sense to us. Make Joe laugh. You're next. You're getting down to the wire.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Let me ask you this. How do you know when a bartender's pissed off at you?
Don't.
When you order a Bloody Mary and a string's hanging out of it.
Oh, God. Is that it?
That's it. But normally we do one more call.
Oh, man.
I think
normally, don't you scream time?
And normally it doesn't matter.
Don't you...
Time!
I just enjoy that when he does that.
Time!
You know, I've got all of the lines ringing here, every single one.
Sure.
I'm going to take one completely randomly.
I think
take one from 916.
916, let me go down here, 703-410-209-209-209-319-571-717 and 410-775. That's what you have to choose
from. Isn't 717 Florida?
I think so, isn't it?
717, let's give it a try. This is the last chance to make Joe laugh. Let's see what happens. Are you calling from Florida?
I am calling from PA.
Oh, it's Pennsylvania, Joe.
Okay.
You are the last person that has a chance to win $100. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, I know you guys know him as Kong, but Rob Forever from now on will be known to me as the Fisher King.
Nice effort. I am terribly sorry.
Was I supposed to say why?
Joe Ardinger, let's have a nice round of applause for him. No money given away. It's just the kind of game management likes, but a delightful stay with Joe Ardinger. Thank you so much, Joe.
I'd like to see you two getting along so well.
You know, we're getting along famously.
Yeah.
Ever since we went to that counseling where we learned how to work with each other. Yeah. It was fantastic. Oh, what a drag. Sorry, Joe, but no, I mean, nobody laughed during that whole segment.
No.
No.
And now would be a good time for Joe to leave.
Yes, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just like a guest, we talk about him.
Take your headphones.
There he goes. Joe Ardinger making his way out of the studio.
Nobody made Joe laugh.
Got it. No,
the one thing
away.
That I take away from it, though, is that
what would that be, Rob?
The fat women call it and use an accent.
That's
to make themselves sound skinny.
Yes, if they could only just learn how to be funny like everybody else.
Why did he have a mustache?
Who knows who it will be next time, but right now the listeners have to step up the game. We will see what happens next time, and I believe... Leroy.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Back to that.
Leroy, you have news for us, don't you?
The Leroy Report is up next.
Lots going on in the world. We'll have Leroy's news when we come back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I didn't even get a chance to tell you, Rob, about my my bulk email. I guess they call it spam, whatever.
Yeah, it goes to another folder sometimes.
You know, there's this website that we used to always look at on the show. A lot of people did it for its, what's it called, News Filter?
What do you mean used to?
Used to. We all know.
Well, I live there.
This is a website that used to contain some very interesting news stories that we might use for the show. Right. And it is slowly, over a very significant period of time, I don't want to say degenerated.
I'll say it matured.
It's matured into just smut. That's all it is. It's
and
just
sometimes
smut,
really out there.
But of course, Rob, I look
kind
at it.
Kind of stuff the Asians pixelate.
I look at it just in the hopes that maybe there'll be something valuable for the show one
day.
Sure,
thank you for that valuable show, friend.
I don't really look at it for any other reason, but I think because... I look at that. I began to generate some very interesting bulk email, and it's the weird stuff that doesn't go into your regular inbox.
Right.
But I didn't get that to that today, and probably never will. But it's some of the strangest stuff. Where you get like
is
a
it
pitch.
Sexy stuff.
It's sex. It's different things they're selling, and then in addition to what they put on there, occasionally you will get something that is text underneath it that is almost as though you're listening to code. That you're reading code.
I'm Mambo Dog Face.
It doesn't make any sense. I got a couple of those, but who knows? We don't have time for that right now. We do have time for Leroy, who has prepared a wonderful newscast for us right now. So without further ado, let's get right to Leroy with the news.
Hi, Mike and Rob. Unlike George Bush or John Kerry, Virginia's George Allen is running for something next week, the U.S. Senate.
I'm George Allen, and I approve this message. Speaking of that, I must tell you,
yes?
Carla called me 5 minutes ago.
Such delight in your voice.
There is another sign in the neighbor's yard.
Oh, they've added one for the other guy?
I believe so. I don't know whether it's my neighbor or whether it was somebody that just wanted to put one there, but it is not in my yard, so I can't do nothing to it.
No,
drive-by pundit.
It was very interesting. I know my next-door neighbor. He's a good guy, and I'll find out whether it was him or not.
You can't do anything to your neighbor's sign, but some young...
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Get right to it.
While the media turned your attention yesterday to the misstatement of a guy who probably shouldn't have been talking in the first place, some George Allen supporters were physically beating the daylights out of one of his critics.
I'm John Kerry, and I've decided to say something stupid.
The Democratic blogger beaten up by Allen's people, a guy with Michael Moore-type aspirations, had yelled a question at Allen. Did he ever spit on his first wife?
We have this tape.
Good. Oh, you do?
Yeah, let's hear this.
I'm a constituent.
Yeah. He's my senator.
I'm asking
the debate.
You're a part of this on
there? You're going to need to leave now. Get out the door.
Are you part of...
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. Let's move on.
Senator Allen, did you spit on your first wife?
There it is.
Oh, now you're getting put out of here.
Now you're getting personal.
Oh, now you're getting personal. I'm arresting you to the ground.
Now, instead of saying no to the question or just ignoring the guy, a trio of Allen's people shoved him, put him in a headlock, and threw him against a window.
That's why this is great sport.
I'm going to take that as a yes. TV cameras got the fracas on tape, and the University of Virginia law student who got roughed up is now demanding that Senator Allen fire the staff members who, quote, beat up a constituent attempting to use his constitutional right to petition his government.
Now, this guy has been following the campaign forever, right?
A bit of a troublemaker.
And he's doing that that Michael Moore stuff where he asked the questions.
Yeah.
And these guys weren't associated with the campaign. They were just like spectators.
No, these are Allen's staff members.
Oh, staff members.
Now, will Allen have time to fire these people, or is he too busy being photographed throwing footballs?
Allen's people are now blaming Allen's opponent, James H. Jim Webb, for the inability of Allen's people to control themselves.
himself.
Yeah, it's getting good.
In Wyoming, a Republican House candidate nearly threatened violence. Here's the fun part. The candidate is a woman who threatened to slap her libertarian opponent, a long shot who's confined to a wheelchair by multiple sclerosis.
Very nice.
She threatened to slap him across the face. And now Republican Barbara Cuban has lost her lead in the race for the only House seat up for grabs in Dick Cheney's home state.
You know, I read a review, my first review of that Borat movie.
Yes.
And it was a rave.
Was it really?
A stone-cold rave.
Very nice.
I like, see it. Yeah, like double over laughing through my... We were talking about it yesterday, but I really hope it's good.
These are just some of the things that will humble the Republican juggernaut next week, but more than these things, more even than the war, the virus that will break the Republican stronghold on government is corruption.
It's not the virus we're all going to get because we got flu shots, is it?
No, I was just thinking about using Don's microphone today.
Ah.
How's that?
We'll see you tomorrow. That'll be flu-like symptoms and a Fisher.
Should have thought of that before you left the
house. And the Fisher King.
Well, if I'm throwing up, it'll give the other end a rest.
Yeah, very nice.
The Washington Post reports today that scandals, indictments, investigations, and accusations have put at least 15 Republican House seats in jeopardy, more than enough to give control of the House to the Democrats. Of these 15 at-risk seats, 5 were tainted by the Mark Foley scandal, 4 by the Jack Abramoff scandal, and the rest by tax-dodging land deals and still more sexual misconduct. None of this factors in the war or the unpopularity of the president these Republican lawmakers have been supporting.
That's the sound of me spitting out the whitening spit. There we are.
Now, as for the war, 70% of us now believe the president has no plan for winning in Iraq. Sure,
You're kidding me, Leroy.
We all know he plans to win, but how he'll do this is still unclear to most of us.
Look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
Thank you. According to this new poll by the New York Times and CBS News, it says 80% of us have noticed the president's new terminology, but haven't noticed any real change in policy.
What can I do to help you?
Is he wrestling anybody right now?
I don't think so.
All right.
I like the wrestling. I like it when it gets physical.
Yeah. You do like that?
It's a lot of fun.
There are a few days left. There could be more.
It's like the House of Burgesses 400 years ago.
I'm going to go home just tonight and wrestle my dog.
3 out of 4 of us think we'll get out of Iraq more quickly under Democratic rule, and although the margin is slight, more Americans think terrorism will get worse under the Republicans than think it'll get worse under the Democrats.
As I said before, I just like the sport. I think it's turned into that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If you go home, you know, Joe was saying he's going to get some popcorn, watch it just like it's a baseball
game. Put your feet up.
I like to watch Tim Russert. Because you never know what'll happen.
And you never know where he's going to jiggle.
And where he's going to wipe.
Or what might explode.
Right.
Among independent voters, those who plan to vote Democrat outnumber those who say they'll vote Republican by a 2-to-1 margin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're still going to get hassled about the shampoo you try to carry on board an airplane, despite declarations from scientists that a liquid bomb is too hard to build while in flight.
Oh, my jams, my jellies that I'm going to bring home for the holidays, Rob. I can't do it now.
What about your essential body oils?
My essential... Those come with me.
He produces those.
I generate those. All I need is just a little baggie.
Those you can make during the flight.
I made a few of those today, as a matter of fact.
You still have...
About 10:15.
You still have to worry about how your shampoo is packed, even though most of the people accused of trying to blow up planes with liquid explosives have now been cleared or released.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to take shampoo on a plane, do what I've always done. Just take it in your hand. Just enough for one good washing.
Just a dab.
Yeah, and use the other hand for all the other essentials.
Do you also wash up? You wash up in the bathroom.
I do.
Of the plane with your handful.
You can shampoo in there. You know, you got to hit that little sink about 25,000 times.
Sure.
But it works all right for me.
A couple of brothers charged in that supposed liquid explosive plot have now also been released.
Sorry,
the judge says
this is Robert the Mailman.
Just wasn't enough evidence to have a
couple
trial.
Of brothers. They were black bus.
No, they were literally siblings.
Ingram Mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
You mean the guys they arrested over in England were brothers?
Well, two of them were siblings. Yeah.
So that was nothing.
It pretty much that's how it's turning out. Yeah, 25 people were arrested last summer in Britain for what we were told was a big terrorist plot. Now only 9 are still in custody. We'll keep you posted when they, too, are released.
You know, I don't know if I feel good about that. I'd almost like it to be that they really were going to do something.
Yeah.
They had the guys behind bars, because now you're always thinking that somebody else is doing something different.
Yeah, either that or somebody was just trying to scare us. Nowhere are Americans more...
He's neck-stepping. You know, the boss ain't here. He's neck-stepping more than normal.
And you know what? He slipped it in. I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
it.
He's clever that way.
How dare you? Do you ever spit on your wife?
It's going to get worse the closer we get to the election.
I know it.
I'm going to wrestle you to the ground. Nowhere are Americans more beloved, though, than in Iran, and that's why they're trying to attract our tourist dollars. I'll explain when we return.
In Iran?
In Iran.
Ooh, hot women.
Baby.
Real hot
women.
Yeah.
Totally hot burqa women.
Nice hair.
That's right.
Everywhere.
All over.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
We're back on the Don and Mike Show. I do want to remind everybody once again that the Don and Mike Show YouTube commercial, the homemade TV commercial, that's going to air twice this Sunday. Now, I'm going on the word of Max Headroom. What's our
Max Dugan.
Max Dugan is said to
Max
Rob, and he got that from Michael Hughes?
Yes.
All right. I'll try to believe it.
Well, then, shaky.
Well, they wrote it down, so I have to read it, that it will be airing twice this Sunday, November 5th, once during the NFL on Fox pregame between 12:05 and 12:55, and once during the Family Guy between 9 and 9:30 p.m., both shows on WTPG Fox 5. Tune in, be part of the excitement. You're going to see our YouTube commercial this weekend. We are very excited. If it doesn't happen,
we'll tell you when the next time is.
What will we do? But I hope it'll be on. And I guess I
got a good feeling.
At a certain point, you do have to trust those guys. Don, under the weather today, will be back on the show. Yeah, Rob gave me the okay sign with that. You don't have to trust them. They're slimy management. That's what they are. Don will be back tomorrow. He's under the weather today. And Buzz?
Yes.
With your permission or without your permission, I guess I don't need your permission. Rob and I, just for this last break of news,
yes,
I just kind of want to, I didn't get a chance to go back over to the control board.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm going to take my headphones
over
there.
Yeah, bring them with you.
One more time, Buzz.
You will be able to pepper or season, if you will, the remainder of the news with the various buttons that you
and
may push.
I'm playing this song for our next story, Buzz. It's Iran.
It's about Iran.
Over here. There we are.
Now.
I just
Mike's at the controls. He's at the helm.
Of all the times when Don is at this incredible display of sound,
right?
The best time I think is when you're doing news. It's just a lot of fun.
All right, let's
but
go.
I do not. I do not plan to interrupt you. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I won't. All right. So now we're ready with another full segment of Buzz News.
The government of Iran apparently would like us to visit so long as we don't bring our uniform.
You can suck this.
How else do you explain Iran offering money to travel agents to bring in tourists and even more money if the tourists are British or American?
You can kill the record, Mike.
How do I do that over here?
CD1.
I'm sort of CD1. Enjoying. Hold on. CD1.
There you go. Nice face.
Iran.
Is that loud?
That's called the potentiometer.
All right. Rob had it on. He had it turned up too much.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, I hit the jingle. Sorry about that.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
I'm sorry. Now I'm getting a little nervous.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you. I know I am. Thank you. Go ahead, Buzz.
How else do you explain Iran offering money to bring in Americans? It's $10 a head, if you'll pardon the expression, for some tourists. And like Asians, but $20 ahead for Americans and Brits. There's even an easy...
You're doing a fine job on the news this evening.
Well, thank you.
Isn't he doing a nice job?
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, everyone.
You can even get your Iran
visa
over the internet very easily. Quoting an Iranian tourism official...
I'm out of control.
I like it.
We do not have a problem, says this Iranian tourism official. We do not have a problem with the American people, only the U.S. government's arrogance. Now that you've heard that, you're probably already packing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the right reaction.
Uh-huh.
You would expect Africa to be the most promiscuous place on Earth since it has the most sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, hold on a second.
But
Africa.
It's not the
Africa,
case.
Africa.
Toto.
Where's Robert?
He's on number three, I think.
Number three.
Machine number three.
But no, that's not the case.
Machine number three.
They don't have a lot of disease.
What did you say? Start again?
I said you'd expect Africa to be the most promiscuous place on Earth because of all the sexually transmitted disease.
Let me get it out of here.
Not true.
Africa, you said?
Africa.
This is Robert the Mailman.
He loves you
right now.
A new study says, in fact, that the more civilized Western nations have more promiscuity and less sexually transmitted disease.
This is Robert the Mailman.
He fits in almost every aspect of it. So from a societal standpoint, there is no connection between promiscuity and disease.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Sooner, apparently.
You are incredibly immature.
The worldwide survey also found that we're not losing our virginity any sooner than we were 10 years ago, in spite of plenty of reasons.
I don't know why I hit that one.
Because you disagree.
And the survey also found that married people do in fact have more sex than unmarried
people. You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
In some marriages, yes.
It's fun, and I really don't know what I'm doing.
Science marches on. Mike, you'll want to listen to this. I think it's a great hope.
Don't tell me what to listen to.
No.
Shut up!
You'll like this.
All right,
good news for people who need a new liver.
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
They can now build them down at the lab.
Really?
In England, stem cell research is not only legal but encouraged, and British scientists say they've just successfully grown the world's first artificial liver using stem cells.
Very nice.
What, no onions? I'd send that back if I were you.
Very nice.
Those are made in a different lab.
Very nice.
The babies who donated the cells are alive and healthy, by the way. The cells were removed from their umbilical cords moments after they were born.
Babies.
The new liver is small, the one they made in the lab, but this breakthrough is huge. Even this small one could be used to test the effects of medications on the human liver.
You're goddamn genius.
And you know, Mike, for us, it would be really bad if it's a small liver, what with ours being enlarged.
That's funny, Rob. And scientists say they can grow an even larger liver in the lab, giving hope to livers damaged by disease, injury, or alcohol abuse.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail. I'm leaving you. You're going to try to do that with... Are you a drunk?
Thank you. That's the one I was looking for.
There you are.
Your new liver will be ready in about 15 years.
Sorry, I'm getting out of control.
You misfired.
I know I did. I'm sorry.
You're having fun on that side of the board,
yeah,
though.
Yes, I am.
Wouldn't it be fun to have one of these at home?
I'm taking them home tonight.
It's called MySpace, but it's really their space, so they make the rules. That favorite song of yours you put on your MySpace page or on your business's page is going to have to go. MySpace is using a new technology to sweep all its pages to check for copyrighted material.
You're a goddamn genius!
Because like YouTube, MySpace is facing what appears to be an endless string of lawsuits and lawsuits from the owners of those copyrights. A threat from CBS Viacom's just convinced YouTube to stop allowing the posting of clips from The Daily Show and The Colbert Report.
Bless her heart, she can't add two and two, but she got a great body and I'm taking her home.
God bless you, Dr. Phil. Now the copyright scare has also gotten into MySpace and your song is going to have to go. Sure, Halloween's fun till someone dresses like Hitler.
Oh,
that story after the break.
Wait. I don't want that one. All right, that's
Did you ever hear of Kong?
There it is. All right, now what do I hit after he does that?
It's number 50.
Okay, what was that, Buzz?
Sure, Halloween's fun till somebody dresses like Hitler. That story after the break.
I love these buttons.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a utility belt full of fun for ye. Don and Mike.
Rob on and place the Elton John towards the end.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Want to mention really quickly a YouTube spot that's going to be on. The homemade commercial.
Finally.
This weekend, Sunday, on the NFL on Fox pregame. And also during the Family Guy that's on WTTG Fox 5 right here in Washington, D.C. Don will be back tomorrow. He's under the weather today. We wish him a very speedy recovery.
Yeah.
And now, without further ado, the last segment of Buzz.
All right, Mike. Finally, in Boston, 50 seniors were yanked out of class on Halloween for wearing costumes. Nothing offensive. Superheroes, cows, clowns, a lifeguard, a priest, a soldier, the devil. All of them sent home.
The devil?
And Mark Truant that day.
That's not right. The devil costume.
Halloween costumes were banned at that school 2 years ago for safety reasons. To quote Principal Skinner from The Simpsons, youthful exuberance is down 40% and high spirits are at an all-time low.
Come on.
Geez, it's not like they dressed as Hitler. 16-year-old Walter Petrick of Brooklyn did. They made him take off the beige coat.
Where's your jingle, Rob?
I'm looking for it.
Find Rob's jingle. We must when Hitler is...
There it is. Thank you. School made him take off the beige coat and the red swastika armband. Walter says he was just having fun.
I was just enjoying myself. Just enjoying the Halloween of the American holiday.
And I thought it was nice that I wore the beige outfit, which was, you know, for leisure.
Don't you shine.
Even his Jewish stepfather agreed it was just in fun.
Oh, dear.
The dad says he was very disturbed until he found out the boy was doing this, quote, in the spirit of Monty Python and Mel Brooks.
Monty Python, Flaming Circus.
Walter was even very careful on his way to school that day. He covered up his costume and headed out as Charlie Chaplin. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. That's it. We got to get out of here, and we do wish Don a very speedy recovery. Hope he is feeling much, much better.
Yeah.
We will be back with a brand new show tomorrow. That's it. We got to leave right now. Good day to you, sir.
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 And now Don would normally say, "And you? Do you have anything else to add?"
I thought he looked just like Charlie Chaplin.
Thank you very much. I would have said Fisher. Thank you very much. So long, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.